Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, February 23rd, 2026, and I come to you from the Babbel Studios of InfoWars in Austin, Texas.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We've got Dan Dix, investigative journalist, a documentary filmmaker who was down there working in Puerto Vallarta, one of the main epicenters of the cartel terror attacks that are still continuing across Mexico, hundreds dead. I have a lot of sources on the border. I have sources in the DEA, sources in the federal marshals, you name it. And that I have a lot of military sources that I've been on the phone with last night and this morning. And they say what's happening in Mexico is absolutely far worse than you're seeing in the news. And a big part of that is because the Mexican government wants to keep it quiet to keep tourism coming in. Cancun had burning cars and people getting shot and murdered and police being shot and military being killed and gunmen coming in and holding hostages in restaurants and just robberies everywhere. Guadalajara, Mexico City, basically all over the border. And there's been increases in people taking pot shots at the Border Patrol on our border with Mexico. So Mexico just went from red hot to white hot. And you can bet your boots, is my assessment, that you're going to see reprisals inside the United States from this particular cartel, who is the one of the newest and most vicious and made up of the merger of a few groups that had been fighting with each other, the killing of their leader, is obviously what triggered this, but this is a big deal. And the U.S. military did aid in the operation with the intelligence and directing some of it. So I would imagine we're going to see more reprisals now, but I'm getting some of those experts on we're working on right now, Matt Bracken, Doc Chambers, and others. But we also, again, have Dan Dix joining us with an update. He can't get out. The airport got shot up. People killed. It's closed. They've canceled the flights out. It's a big deal. So we're going to be looking at that coming up in the second hour. But I'm not going to get to that to the second hour. We have all the latest footage, everything. Because in the first hour, there's a lot of news I want to hit. And I also want to do something I don't normally do. I want to open the phones up. Because while I'm covering the latest tariffs developments and my take on the U.S. winning the gold and hockey and the behavior of Kash Patel and all the latest Epstein developments, new details released on the gunman charged with killing genius astrophysicists at his remote home. There's a lot of that suspicious stuff going on. You got RFK Jr. coming out and defending Trump's glyphosate executive order. And I've read the executive order. I understand where Kennedy's coming from. Kennedy's getting done what he can get done. He's getting more done than I thought. I mean, it's excellent. And his argument is, he says, well, listen, this is so industrial, the U.S. The executive order brings it back to the U.S., and then we're going to begin phasing it out. You can't do this overnight. He said it'd be too disruptive, you know, to have the entire industrial system. And I understand why he did it. He's a lawyer. He understands compromise. Before, the globals would say compromise, but they would always push, 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 take, take, take. No, I mean, Kennedy's getting a lot done. But the giving liability protection to Bayer that bought Monsanto when they knew that Roundup and one of its main precursors, glyphosate, absolutely grows cancers, absolutely destroys the stomach barrier and the blood-brain barrier. I mean, it was done by design. And Kennedy's out there moving to get alternatives and to move away from it. And exposing that, you know, that's what's in the wheat and why people are intolerant to wheat. And so he's doing a lot of good educationally and a lot of good in many other ways. But I understand he has to sit there and agree with Trump on this or he'll be ousted. But this is coming from Trump. And it's this paradox where so many times now the problem is Trump. But the earlier Trump got in all these good people that are actually doing good stuff. So It's very helter-skelter. And it's because he really is the one making most of the decisions, and Trump is very, very strange. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the first hour, and probably in the fourth hour, we have a lot of news to hit that I'm going to try to move quickly through. There's so much happening. And in my mind, Trump has crossed a Rubicon with me where we need to have a larger discussion about what are we going to do. Because, again, paradoxically, you cannot deny that on so many fronts, game-changing things that are incredibly good for civilization. I mean, just the things Kennedy's gotten done alone was more than I thought they'd be able to do in just a year. And there's a lot of problems, but still, just pragmatically, who can deny it? It would take hours to go over the accomplishments. It's game-changing. And then you've got finding half the 500,000 missing kids, and you've got the border basically shut down, and you've got getting out of the Paris Accord, which Lord Monckton's assessment would kill 2 billion people over 10 years, which the globalists admit it would do. I mean, you can't look at that and then not be torn. Because we know the Democrats are pure, absolute, satanic, pedophile evil. Mondami says don't leave your houses unless you've got, you know, three forms of ID, locking everything down. And if you want to come help shovel snow, you got to have your IDs out, but he doesn't want IDs to vote across the border. The Epstein files completely destroy the entire neoliberal globalist system. All the who's, Keir Starmer's in there. It's big news in the UK that he protected pedophiles that raped 250,000 plus young girls. Him specifically. Now we learn that he would shut down local magistrates to try to do their job and literally give the pedophiles a get out of jail free card, a admonishment. That don't be antisocial. I've got copies of letters here. Oh, you raped a 9-year-old? And then the 9-year-old escapes, you know, the dungeon she's held in with 15 Pakistani men, literally, these are real cases, and runs the police station. She gets arrested. Then if her dad gets mad, they beat him up, take him to jail. I mean, it's unbelievable. Where do you think Tommy Robinson, who we're trying to get down here to Austin, finally back in the U.S. after not being here for over a decade, being blocked from coming in? Trump. Remove that. He was just in a small town where his family had been for hundreds of years, owning a tanning salon next to a kebab shop with the Muslims. And they were trying to pick up his young niece. I think he was like 8, 9 years old. And I mean, he started beating the hell out of him. Little guy, little bulldog, meaner than hell. And then he found out they were killing kids and feeding them to people at other kebab shops. And then he started warning people, and they started throwing him in jail, so he turned to the English Defense League. And, of course, it's just incredible. And so you have the Justice Department 100% trying to suppress and cover all this up. And then the stuff we get is so damning, I can't even imagine what we're not being given. It's just mind-blowing. I mean, so many of these emails confirmed Epstein about buying, new ones about buying babies from women, new ones about torturing people, new ones about hunting people with the Rothschilds, and then other names blacked out. Who are they? Yeah, we killed a bunch of moon crickets last night. I didn't even know what that was. I had to look it up. I was just learning new things every day. It's just like, yeah, we killed a whole bunch of N-words yesterday. It was a great hunt. And, yeah, my time covering story of Charlene Downs, the teenager who ended up in a kebab. Well, that's not just one. That's what they do when they kill you. They kebab you. And they grind the bones up, mix that in with all the rest of the lamb and beef. That's why the Muslims fit right in with the pedos and the Moloch cult. Because it all comes out of the same ancient crap. Yeah. You know what the main Aztec meat to eat was, don't you? Human. They weren't just chopping the hearts out every day. The priest then sold it down below in a meat market. Yeah. Oh, but Megyn Kelly says none of this exists. None of this is happening. None of this is going on. So, that's the reality, folks. And I get to see Megyn Kelly and Bill Maher. Come on, nobody's eating kids. Bull crap. Been telling you for 30-plus years they do. It's confirmed that Jimmy Savile drank the blood of children with other rich elites. Killed hundreds we know of. Raped thousands. Best friend of the king. So, see, I'm already burning up all the time. I need to just get the number up. Because it's paradoxical. Again, I'm going to, and it confuses people because I'll say, this is something good Trump's doing, and then the next thing, I'll attack Trump. It's not about whether Trump is good or bad. It's not about which side I'm on. Everybody wants to be a side, like you're totally against Trump or you're totally for Trump. No, I'm for different populists around the world, Viktor Orban, many others. I want to get populist patriots elected. The good people in Trump's cabinet, I'm going to support. The bad ones like Lutnick, I'm going to call for his firing. Same thing for, you know, Cash Patel and all the rest of it. So it's simple where I stand. But I have a responsibility, I think we all do, to be clear that we're promoting the good Trump's doing, but also opposing bad, and a lot of times we're successful in getting them to stop. But I think we need to be even more stern with the Trump administration and more direct with them when we are critical of what they're doing. But always add the proviso, we're not with the Democrats who are 1,000 times worse. We don't support them. We're going to get good populist Republicans elected. We're going to stop the election fraud. We're going to move forward. Don't let them alienate you from politics. Don't let them get you disengaged. Because, yeah, there's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of manipulation. But you've got to overcome it with just the facts and with sheer effort. Just like I told you, a landslide can override election fraud, and it did. So that's where we are. And we have to exercise our will in society. So what is your take? And I didn't open the phones up for large periods of time this week. We're taking some calls today. I'll probably do 3 or 4 hours the next few days. In fact, I need to really brainstorm this with everybody. Because I'm not just saying I want to hear your opinion. I'm like, I'm patting you on the head. I mean, I really want to bounce ideas off people. I really, you know, it helps me war game this. And because I'm in a processing phase right now. And then, you know, like a computer in the old days where it's tabulating and finally the answer comes in, it's like cha-ching. I'm sitting there doing a Saturday show with a co-host researcher, Thomas Siska, and it just hit me. And I've been talking about this a lot. For 3 weeks, Congress has been able, the 100 senators, the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of House members, Republican and Democrat, they've been able to get the redacted names that have been blacked out by the Justice Department. Now, we know the Justice Department's bad for doing that. That's a separate issue. But I'll get what I can get now out of the 3 million-plus files. Just like MTG said 3 weeks ago, she said, well, now that Massey and others can get in there, she's out of Congress now, we need to search pizza, we need to search sex slave, we need to search beef jerky, we need to search, you know, all that stuff, like we can do in the public database, but they can do it when the names aren't blacked out, in most cases. And then they can go to the House floor and expose that. And you're like, well, there's millions of them, it'll take too long. No. Just start doing it. You got 500, you know, people up there that are able to do this, and their staffs and all the rest of it can go through it and collate it. So this needs to be done. You got thousands and thousands of people up there and their staffs and all the rest of it. And so let's just start going after it. And so I, to make it a big issue, said, I think Massey's a champion of this. I think he's great. I don't think he's covering up. But if he doesn't start releasing unredacted names, then tacitly it is a limited cover-up. And then Massey's like, I'm burning the candle at both ends, running there trying to take me out, you know, and we have released a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff is still redacted. They're lying. We need to pressure them to take it all off. But, okay, fine. And he put this out publicly. He said, okay, here's, you know, there's codes on the bottom of all these. So you send in the office to the public what you want me to go look at. And then he's got to go down there and search it himself in a database that they made slow and only searches 10 things at a time, just like with the public, the same thing. No, we're not saying it's your job, Massey, to do it all. I'm saying we need to get the rest of Congress to go in there and then just bring each one of these. When we find out who's delivering sex slaves to the Hyatt for Epstein, it says sex slave to the Hyatt. Who he's buying babies from? Who, you know, I mean, there's thousands of these now. There's hundreds of new ones just in the last few days that are insane. I've got them right here. And so who is picking up the beef jerky from the boat? Who's walking it up? And then who's killing it and then processing it and mailing it around to rich people around the world? I mean, these are taking kids up, butchering them. You got groups, elites flying in saying, hey, last night we were served cold beef jerky. I want it fresh. And they're like, there's no more fresh. It's all in the freezers. And you look at the freezers, it looks like ham. You know what? The Aborigines and pygmies and people that eat humans have always called humans, right? That you eat, called long pork, long ham. Look it up. What is long pork? Because it looks like pig, but it's longer. Tastes just like, you know what we taste like? We taste like pig. We taste like pork, folks. We're not really related to pigs very closely, but that's why they have the least rejection of pig organs and things. And that's why they test stuff on pigs, even more than rats. We are long pork. It's an archaic euphemism, often literally the term human flesh, tended to be eaten by cannibals. Pacific Islanders. There you go. See? So, and you look at the photos that are in there and where they're talking about it, and it shows these freezers and there's big bags. And you look at it, that ain't pork. That ain't chicken. That's not a turkey. They used to have that pork council ad. Pork, the other white meat. Remember, beef. Beef's for what's for dinner. Well, now with this, it's human. Human's what's for dinner. And we can pull the photos up. It's people. So they're like the Native Americans with the bison, where they use the hair, they use the gristle, they use the tendons, they use the horns, they use the meat, they use the organs. With Epstein, these folks, they don't let any of the children go to waste. So just start unredacting all that. And now it's been put in on my plate from Massey. Okay, send it to me. And then I worked till about, you know, 7 last night. And guess what? I haven't gone and gotten one of my crew, and I haven't started saying, okay, dig through it all. Let's send him 100 things. We're going to do it. But see, this is about elbow grease, folks. Yeah, every room, photos of babies, naked. I mean, it'd be one thing for somebody's house. It's a picture of their kid when they're two in the bathtub, you know, mixing with a bunch of other family photos at the park or, you know, graduation, whatever. But when you've got every room in every house pictures of little babies and little kids scantily dressed and all this, no, we know what this is. So here's the toll-free number. I've got some new information on the Epstein situation. And again, it goes into Ludnick and insider trading on 9/11, and then insider trading on the tariffs and buying up all of the insurance that people had if the tariffs were reversed. I mean, this just doesn't pass the smell test. So how do we get what's good out of the Trump administration, but also not endorse the bad? And then because we're good and we care about not being associated with bad stuff, at the same time, not spend all of our time, because we're holier than thou, just bitching about Trump. I think I should expose bad they're doing maybe 30% of our time. And then that 70% should be the Democrats, or maybe more. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, they're the thoroughbred pure evil. I mean, they're externalized all the stuff. This is what Epstein is. But because of a few so-called Republicans like Les Wexner and Bill Barr and others that are involved, the intelligence agencies are trying to get Trump not to release this stuff. And now you see Trump saying, see, I'm exonerated. I'm not in there. Blah, blah, blah. We know that already. But what is in there is outright cannibalism, devil worship, mad scientist crap, as I've been telling you for 30 years. And so by extension, Trump then becomes part of it, and I will not be part of that. Boom! Former UK ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, has been arrested over his leaks to Jeffrey Epstein, per multiple reports. Yep, they're going after him for espionage, as I first broke. Mandelson, who's mentioned countless times the Epstein files, was taken into custody in his London home for suspicion of misconduct in public office. That's punishable by life in prison. It's not a very fancy name, but it means treason. Because they were involved in all sorts of insider trading. Ex-UK ambassador, U.S. Pete Mandelson, led out of house by cops. That's who they nominated to the U.S. a few months ago. Again, suspicion of misconduct in public office development. So just imagine what else is in the Epstein files that we're not being given. I mean, I'm surprised that they even released this. But I got to tell you, Bondi and those guys, let's just say this, are so not focused. Some people that know her well, she's not dumb, but I mean, she's the type of woman that just likes to get her hair done and watch sports and have fun and do photo ops. And she works a couple days a week. She goes on Fox News, and then she goes to the beach and drinks martinis and works out. Okay, well, if you want to do that, go do that, lady. Don't be the attorney general. Same thing with Cash Patel. Totally lazy, partying constantly, just showboating around like a movie star. And so, okay, I mean, so, but while they're going, oh, our hockey team won, yay, yay, yay. America has pride again. Well, I sure have some pride if we started arresting people like the UK is. But the UK knows MI6 was heavily involved at the top of this with Mossad and CIA. At many levels, MI6 is like the originator of this type of stuff in the modern era. And they're doing this to compartmentalize, to take control of all the investigations and minimize it to selling state secrets and selling out their UK trade that Prince Andrew was the head of, envoy, representative, along with Mandelson being heavily involved. So, but they're taking serious action in the public view, because they know this is a firestorm added with Keir Starmer on record protecting pedophiles for decades. I mean, the chief pedophile protector. I got news on that today. So tell me what we do about Trump. Do you think overall I've explained myself? Do you agree with me partially, fully? What could I do better? Because I really am not normally torn, because if we spend all our time trying to make Trump correct himself, instead of promoting the good he's doing to get that done, then the Democrats are just gearing up to take over. And I'm not even asking, should we not criticize Trump? I can't help it. I'm going to do it. I'm just saying, what are you thinking? And again, why is Trump protecting Keir Starmer? Why is he protecting the Rothschilds? There's a bunch of emails in here with the Rothschilds. We covered it Saturday. But some of the names are off, saying, yeah, that was great hunting and killing all those people. And just hundreds of emails about, yeah, I sent her over for you to torture her. Yeah, she's 25 now. I've been torturing her for about 15 years. I mean, she's 10 years old and torturing her. Yeah, I picked her up as a waif off the street. Waif means a homeless kid. Girl. I mean, it's just bam, 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 bam. Coming out faster than I can even read them. And I saw a bunch of videos of different people pissed off, mainly black people. And I agree with them. And they're just like, it's time for a revolution. We have it. What type of revolution? You don't want to get communism as a replacement run by the Democrats and, you know, Wiener and then, you know, people that literally run the Satanism. I mean, it's all the same cult. It's all the same crew. It's all the same group. That's why they're all interconnected. And I told you it's Satanism. So what do we do? That's a big question here. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we're taking first-time callers today. I'll be free-for-alls later in the week. And I am going to start doing some live podcasting where we also take just, you know, 3-4 hours of calls straight because I really like it. And we had some really thought-provoking discussions that way. I think we were doing before, like simulcast spaces on the TV, radio end, and then also have phone lines as well. So we have phone line spaces so we can take calls, digital HD connections from X, regular phone lines, and just really, really, really have a big, large discussion, a debate, they call it a college. People think of the word like a college. Well, college is like a college of debate. It's a system of thought, of discussion, of knowledge. Instead, it's been turned into total brainwashing centers. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. All right. We'll come back. I'll hit some of these new Epstein emails. And then good stuff happening. Nations not backing out of tariff deals after Supreme Court verdict. And that's because they were good deals. We all had one-sided deals. Trump was very soft, but compared to nobody ever standing up, that looked really strong. And all over the news, Yahoo News, you name it, they edited it and put it out like he said this. I can destroy the country. Trump's threat after Supreme Court strikes down his key policy. And you read that, and you read the article, and it sounds like he says he's going to destroy America. In his press conference last week, you all saw it. We aired it live. He said, if I want to put $1 tariff on them, they say I can't. But if I want to do a total embargo and destroy a country, I can. That's not right. He said the Supreme Court ruling, he wasn't saying to destroy America or anybody else. But see, that's why I want to defend him, because his enemies are so bad that he makes it impossible.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now, I think of my audience is very smart and very informed and also street smart. And certainly when I run into people on the street, they are of every race, color, and creed. It's amazing. And it doesn't matter if it's the exterminator coming by the office or it doesn't matter the guys delivering the spring water we get out of Arkansas that we like or anybody, the air conditioning repair people, they're all listeners. Just I go out on the street. It's amazing. But then you kind of see the stuff you get on X, and it's even worse on Instagram, YouTube, you name it. And I'll come on the air, and I'll say something so easily understood, so clear, and it makes complete, absolute sense. No one can really disagree with it unless they're acting like they don't understand. Or they build a straw man and imply you're calling for something that you're not. But I came out Saturday, and it worked really well, by the way. And I said, I'm tired. I've waited 3 weeks since Congress has been allowed to get in these files and see the stuff that's unredacted. I want the names. And if the Republicans and Democrats in Congress don't start going and digging through this stuff and releasing a lot of the key stuff that's in there, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Then I'm going to say by extension, you are now involved in the cover-up. On the periphery, know, Trump's in closer to it, not in the actual crimes. We've seen none of that, but now joining it. And then now you're on the edge of it, kind of orbiting in. Didn't say Massey was doing that. I just used Massey because he's leading the charge that we need him to do that. And people are like, no, it is Trump covering up. They need to release it all. We are saying they do. We're saying they're in a cover-up. It's two separate things. But everybody's so tribal. It's like, we're Team Massey, we're Team Trump. I'm Team Truth. And so I'm talking about all the Democrats that use innuendo against Trump and say, oh, he's in their files hundreds of thousands of times. Yeah, because most of it's just tips and news articles and statements because it's been ongoing. They had public tip lines for years leading up to last year. Not a defense of Trump, but I'm explaining how the Democrats just do this vagary over here while they're not going in and searching the unredacted files because they know who's in there. They're in there. And they're just loving the fact that Trump and the Justice Department have joined them in this so they can destroy the faith and credit of the country, try to destroy MAGA, and grab victory from the jaws of defeat. So Massey went public and he talked to reporters and others and said, listen, send me whatever files you're looking at with the code that's at the bottom, the Justice Department code, and I will do my best to get in there. I'm in Kentucky right now, and I've been to the DOJ many times, and I'll go back in the files. He said there's already enough to get Les Wexner and a bunch of others with human trafficking in there. You know, I got you the FBI files that are in there saying a decade ago that he was seen as a co-conspirator in human trafficking. I mean, boom, that's at the feet of the DOJ. He gave a bunch of other examples of crimes he went and dug out. Good. Now, give us the pizza and the beef jerky and all of it and the hunting humans. And we just killed a bunch of N-words last night. It was so much fun murdering the black people. I mean, I can send you, and I'm going to, 200 of these. Easily from just the last few days. Say, here. And again, we understand, Congressman, you can't go do it all. We're talking about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of members of the House and the 100 members of the Senate. They all need to be put on blast. That's what I'm saying. And people must have very limited brain cells that don't get this because then it goes, you're covering up for Trump. He needs to release the law. No, we know that's happening, but Congress has this. And I mean, if we just got the names on 10 of these things, it'll be the top stories and sink these people even faster. I mean, this is killing people. This is criminal stuff. And then get the clip from yesterday. I forgot to play it. It was like clip 7. Cash Patel in front of Congress. There are no co-conspirators. There's nothing going on. We have the files. If we saw anything, we would go after it. In fact, Epstein acted alone and wasn't even a human trafficker. Same crap he said on Fox News. That's a lie. So you want to put heat on the Trump administration, which I want because I want to release all this stuff because I know who's in it, the entire deep state. Burn them down. But see, I've talked to members of Congress, and I'll just stop there because this was off record. And it's like, look, almost everybody else is compromised because they're scared. They'll be targeted. The few of us doing this are risking our lives. And quite frankly, you kind of hurt our feelings with what you're saying. And I just said, look, I'm just putting it on Congress because you're the only ones that are taking action. If Trump's sitting over there on the bench or being obstructionist, I'll point that out. I'm moving on to getting something done where I can. And it is what we have is the mega massive mother load. And what they're suppressing is the mother of all super mega massive mother loads. But what we have is so devastatingly evil. There's thousands of emails about sex slavery and killing people and buying babies and delivering the beef jerky. I mean, I know I'm ranting. I said go culture. Here's a Cash Patel.
Himself, there is no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files?
In the case file.
Okay.
Remember when he told Joe Rogan, trust me, bro. He really said, dude, it's me, it's Cash. There's nothing. There's no other conspirators. He killed himself. That was never, human trafficking. Well, what's Ghislaine in prison for? And Joe Rogan's like, what are you doing? I mean, look at these two. You think I want to hate them? You think I want to say they're losers? I want them to succeed. But look how scared they look. Can you imagine what's in the 98% of stuff they haven't released? I mean, if the 2% we've got is wall-to-wall Satanism, cannibalism, over the top, can you imagine why Trump says, he said it twice the last few months, but play the clips, it's not good for the country, we need to move on, stock market. And I guess when the public learns that probably half the big hedge fund Wall Street people, it's already come out, they're into everything you can imagine. You want me to start repeating it? I don't want to say it. Eating babies live, eating the feces out of babies' guts. It just goes on and on. Raping young girls. You know, some are into this, some are into that. And look how deranged our politicians are. Look how evil they are. Look at all the evil stuff they do. This is who they are. And I knew Trump's MO years ago. Playboy, ladies' man, never about being in a cult. He's about being in control. It's not his MO. Didn't get pissed on by Russian hookers. We know all that. But we knew the CIA would come to him and say, this will bring down Western civilization. No, it will save Western civilization. And the fact that Trump's been convinced to cover this up for the greater good, as he believes, because it's too horrible for us to know, it's coming out anyways, and you're not going to stop it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. But Congress, even the ones that are doing something, they're scared. Why do you think MTG got out of there? She's not running for office. She's done. She started going in there and looking at all this stuff, and Trump told her on the phone, I don't want to embarrass my friends. And she said, I can't be part of this. So this is the come to Jesus moment, folks, we're having here. You know, Larry Nichols was a Green Beret for the CIA, high-level Iran-Contra, managing the Clintons, MENA, Arkansas, and he found out that they killed a woman and her daughter. He talks about that. He didn't want him to go there. I've been in person when he starts crying. He talks about it. Then his dad got cancer. Then he saw them even dealing the drugs in their small town, and he literally had a come-to-Jesus moment and fell to his knees and said, I'm going to fight these people. And he found out that she was a devil-worshipping witch. Talked about that on my show 20 years ago. So you're going to have that moment, folks. And I'm talking about people in the system. I mean, how far are you willing to go? How much are you willing to put up with? What do you want? I mean, my uncle was just Army Special Operations, Iran-Contra. And he said there just came a moment when it was always in justified as a means and the things he'd done, but believing it was for America. And then when he learned they were flying orphans out of Guatemala and other areas and disappearing them, and I said, for what? And he goes, you know for what? You've heard what your guests say. He goes, I didn't see it, but I was told. And he, quote, got out. And literally wouldn't go use his degrees, anything, for business or life. He said, I'm literally doing penance, but didn't say that's what he was doing. Drove a bread truck. Worked on a honey farm, basically wore rags, super smart, badass, amazing person. And that they got him by increments. He told my mom a lot more than he told me, and when he's dying, he told me a bunch. But he was in a helicopter pilot, all the stuff, and they told him to do this stuff. He did that stuff, and they were shipping heroin, you know, in Laos and Cambodia and all over. And they said, well, you're a good young man. We'll put you over here, Iran-Contra. And then it more. Until the government's kidnapping kids and shipping them all the world for what? Devil worship? Really? Who's ran the operation in Iran-Contra? Bill Barr was the quarterback. Starting to get it now? You go along with the Epstein cover-up, you are signing on to murdering children. And if you want that on your conscience, you go ahead. But you better get right with God, and you better know there is a God, and there is a devil, and you will pay for the decisions you make in this life and the next, because you are eternal creatures. Get it straight. Buckle up. I'm up here doing this. I guarantee you, the danger I've been under, the threats, it just went. But I was never holding back on anything. I was waiting to see and figure this out. Wasn't going to be premature. But I feel good telling the truth and good putting myself at risk. All I've gotten is pain and lawsuits and harassment and demonization for supporting Trump because he's done so much good. And I refuse to not celebrate the good we've done. And it wasn't just Trump. It was all of us together and all the great populace and others that are coming and new people that are running for office and winning. And we're the good guys. Our team's not going to be perfect. People are going to get compromised. They're going to get bent. Some are going to get bought off. But in general, we're rising. Tyranny's falling. In general, the truth's coming out. In general, the age of revelation is here. The age of things being revealed is here. And I thank God for that. We live in an amazing time. And those of us that have warned of this and exposed this at great expense and great pain and great danger have been vindicated. But is it because we're heroes? It's because we do what we're supposed to stand up against evil. And I'm proud and honored to be here. And thank you for keeping us on the air with your prayer, your support, and your word of mouth. I salute you all. Let's go to the phone calls. Well, I mentioned it. Let me go to Massey. Don't go to the calls. So here's Massey. He's telling the truth here, but some people get confused. Some people saw this clip and got mad and said, oh, Alex is right. He is suppressing files. A, I didn't say he's suppressing files. I said he's got access to unredacted, but so is the rest of Congress, so we need him to giddy up. Okay? I was just putting some spurs in. Then he says, I don't have the file names of the Johns. Nobody has that. It's all a big scrambled thing. What we have is all the evil emails and messages with the names that clearly show who is doing the evil crap. That's how you compile the list. He says the DOJ didn't give me the client list. How do you even know that's there? I bet Epstein did have one somewhere. The point is then people could get confused by this because there's not just a file list. Now they're learning Epstein had stuff hidden all over the country. They just found his jet in the middle of nowhere with all this stuff in it. They're finding more every day because the guy was running a sprawling, satanic, pedophile, compromise network. Now it's coming out drug dealing, money laundering, weapons. How many years ago did I tell you? Weapons and guns. Out of Ohio, Les Wexner, the CIA base, George Herbert Walker Bush, and who worked for him and ran Iran-Contra? What's his name? Whose dad ran the girls' school and wrote a book about raping children, how great it is? Oh, Bill Barr. That's right. That's right. That's who. All right, let's go ahead and go to Congressman Massey. Here it is.
Why haven't you released the names? You said you were going to release the names.
I got some of these questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have the names. I never had the names, never claimed to have the names. The survivors have the names. And what I did was to offer to read those names on the floor of the House if we couldn't get the government to release them. That wasn't the be-all, end-all. That's an inducement to the government to say, look, at the end of all of this, we are eventually going to get these names out, but we're going to make you release them. And so the other reason not to release, let's say we've got 20 names, is there's probably 100, right? And if we release the 20, they could release the 20 documents that name those 20 people and keep 80 documents secret. As long as there are some names that the survivors have that the DOJ hasn't released, then they got to keep doing releases.
I see the logic in that, but you can't play that type of game. I mean, that's like saying, let's not find out the piece of pizza being delivered for seven adults. Let's not find out about the sex slave being sent to the Hyatt or the sex slave being sent here. Let's not find out who he's buying babies from, because then that'll let the DOJ know what we know. You see what I'm saying? Just because the DOJ is being bad doesn't mean then you guys can't start digging into this. Because, I mean, if I was given access by Congress, I'll be up there. I'll get on an airplane. I'll go do it right now. And I'll unmask those names right now. They're scared. And I get it. I mean, I hope he's got a lot of life insurance. And I'm not saying he should do more. I'm just saying that this is a big area that needs to be exposed. And I think people are logical, can understand that. Instead, Jones is attacking Massey while defending Trump. Liars! But because I am the most successful, most effective, longest at doing this, other talk shows, people love to lie about what I do to make me bad so they are better. It's a competition. I'm up at risk of my life. This is Super Bowl level fighting the New World Order. This is the most dangerous big time there is. This is the real deal. You take your life in your hands every day. And you got these lightweights that just play their games. And a lot of them are funded by the globalists. It's in the COINTELPRO plans, style systems to, you know, call people controlled opposition that are effective in fighting tyranny, to divide up the liberty movement. So people, but just all of it, I told you, guns, drugs, weapons, Bush, all of it, who they are, the airline, all of it. I told you, devil worship, all of it, cannibalism, draining the bodies, all of it. I did on Joe Rogan, everywhere else. I'm in the files now 50-something times being attacked and how much they hate me. I'm audited. I'm sued. I'm attacked. My family's attacked. I'm censored. I'm still banned on almost everything but Rumble and X. I'm still debanked. I'm still constantly harassed because I'm over the target. Only reason I tell you about my bona fides, my credentiality, my credentials, so you can remember that, Bohemian Grove, all of it, is because I'm under attack and I need your support. And I'm shot full of political holes. But all those scars made me who I am, and I've learned. And I need you to pray for InfoWars and my family and what we're doing here. Because we are the tip of the spear, all of us together. All right, let's go to calls. Eben in Denver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You just cut out for a second. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes, I heard you.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I know you get a lot of loaded questions. Been watching you since 2009 in the ninth grade. We love you. And speaking of InfoWars, you know, if we can't get one deep state arrest, we can't get mass deportations or even fluoride out of our water, if he won't address DARPA, we're worse off every day that goes by. And it's against our DNA to take that. People are just going to, they're just not going to vote. My question to you, like, if Trump doesn't fire Todd Blanche, if he lets anything happen to InfoWars, how are we just going to sit here and act like there's nothing suspicious about J.D. Vance? How are we going to support him, you know, through all this, if we can't? I hope this lights a fire up under his ass. Because if we can't get this done, the Republicans aren't going to come out and vote.
That is exactly what I'm saying. And the polls show that. And they can have the press secretary say, oh, move on, people don't care. No, we do. And that's why it makes me sick to my stomach, because Trump is night and day compared to the Democrats. But then there's this, and protecting the deep state, his very enemies. And so that's what I'm asking. What do we do? How do we light the fire under the ass? I think we're doing it right now.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like we're in a denial phase right now, Alex. It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow. But if Trump doesn't do something, man,
people are starting to wake up. I think some people were in a denial phase. I was in an assessment phase. Now this is also clear that I'm not in an assessment phase. Okay, I mean I'm still assessing, but it's very clear what's happening. I'm asking the poll show, the public on the street, my listeners, viewers. People are out of the denial phase and they're pissed off. But I'm saying, how do we put pressure on Trump and also, you know, criticize what he's doing, support the good stuff when he does it, but understand the Democrats are the main enemy? What I'm saying, because we feel betrayed, we get even madder at Trump and his people, and then that will supercharge the Democrats. I think we say too bad about Trump, destroying his legacy, doing all this. We'll take the bad with the good, but there's way more good. But we're going to support good candidates, the local, state, national level, that are patriots. And that leads right to J.D. Vance, who I think has kept himself out of this so far. But at the same time, I mean, I agree with you. That will put a major taint on him, Marco Rubio, you name it.
Well, Alex, the only thing I can see us doing right now, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of options, but we have to demand some kind of firing in the DOJ or something. I mean, we have to, there's got to be some kind of change in the administration.
No, I hear you. I got to jump.
Okay.
If I seem frustrated at the first, it wasn't you. I just this phone system we've had forever. When we go to you, it goes, psh, that's just what the system does, let you know you're on air. And then everybody always thinks they're off air. Just, it's happened like 50,000 times in my life. I have to hear you. Am I there? And then it's become a pet peeve. It's like water torture. One drop of water is not a problem. But after 5,000, you're like, it won't stop. So that's just an irritant I've gotten over the years. A bee under my bonnet, a bee under my saddle. But, I totally hear you. 100%. All right, I'm going to go to another caller here. I'm going to go to Scott in Tennessee. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Trump's out of – everybody's written this off on Trump. If you go on social media and you're on any of the social media sites, the people have woken up. They've got thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of likes. And then comments that are on everybody going crazy on Facebook from the Epstein files. If the administration knows this, they're ignoring it. They're hoping it'll go away. It's not going to happen. There's people going vigilante. They're already surrounded. Bill Gates. There's video of Bill Gates being surrounded in another country. It's going worldwide. Nothing's going to be put back in the bottle. These guys are basically in denial that they think that they could get away with this. It's not going back in the bottle. Here's what's going to happen. The only thing I could think that you could do here in this situation, because it's going to go vigilante. Nobody trusts the administration. They know that he didn't clear out the DOJ, the FBI, none of that stuff when he walked in. He should have done that first thing before he did anything else. When he didn't do that, everybody knew, uh-oh, what do we got going on now? He didn't do what he said he's going to do. And everybody started watching, and then they realized, yep, it's exactly what we thought. Now, the only thing you could do is maybe bring Flynn and you go down and meet with him personally and say, look, nobody believes anything that you're doing because they see you going into Iran.
Hold on, don't hang up. You're making really good points. And then I'm going to go to Kelly and Jack and Jody and Valentine and Jim and Angie and Terry and Graham right through the next hour. Dan Dixon pops in for like 10 minutes from Port of Arthur, but we'll continue with your calls. But I'm going to come right back and go to more calls in just a second. And 2 minutes, literally. And then Dan Dix, again, is popping in from Port of Arda. Matt Bracken, expert on terrorism and what he's been predicting, asymmetrical warfare exploding and a big cartel war. And then Dr. Stephen Greer on the upcoming supposed alien disclosure that Trump's been talking about. The second, third, and fourth hours are straight ahead. Please stay with us and please share the live feeds.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Many times I'm going to say it again, because when I've been giving Trump the benefit of the doubt, pointing out there was never any evidence of him doing anything wrong in the Epstein files, that's because that was true. Now we have open cover-up, so that's cut and dry, so I'm pointing it out. People say, well, why were you doing it before? Because there wasn't any proof of him doing anything wrong. And the Democrats want to put me in prison. The Democrats want to cut your son's genitals off. The Democrats want World War III with the Russians. And so I'm personally working against my own interest, criticizing Trump and going after the Republicans, because when the Democrats get back in, they've sworn to put my ass in prison. I'm going to have to leave the country, folks, okay? I mean, we're already making preparations. I intend to stay on the air, all right? So this is, I mean, it's the Death Star orbiting the planet to fire at the rebel base in the moon. I mean, I need Trump to succeed. That's why I'm putting so much pressure to get them back on track. But there's not much time, and the midterms are coming up, and I don't see any evidence of that out of the administration. So the caller was making some really good points, but the genie's not going back in the bottle here. And this I've never seen such a firestorm. It's only getting bigger. And the fact that they put all this devil worship stuff out, I mean, that is like explosive. This is going to bring down the country. Not releasing it. Releasing it will save the country. Go ahead, Scott, and finish your points.
All right. Basically, what I'm saying is, if I were you, I would get with Flynn and I would personally go try to do everything possible to meet with him in person and say, look, man, if you don't succeed, I have to leave the country. My family, I put my ass on the line to get us where we are right now. So you need to come clean, because this is life or death for the whole country. And I would say, and I mean, really serious conversation like that with him. And then say, here's what you need to know. The public ain't buying what you're saying. They're not going to buy, just like we're going to go on with our lives. They know that that Netanyahu's trying to get us back in Iran. You're doing all the work. It seems whatever you're saying, they know that you know, everything that Netanyahu wants you to do, you're doing. Instead of saying, no, I'm not doing that, you go do that. We're not being part of that. And you're not, you know, nobody's getting arrested. Everybody's seeing a clear picture. They're losing faith in you, man. And so you need to do something, and I mean drastic. If you want to save the country, if not, just pull it up right now, and I'm going to start packing my crap and go to another country, because it ain't going to work.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And again, we have this great opportunity with Trump. So much good has been done, but at the same time, he's protecting the entire elitist corporate deep state that is sure to try to put him in prison once he's out of office. It's just, it's insane. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, it's that cut and dry, man. We're there at that point right now. Nobody else is buying it. Everybody's now, they've definitely woke up. Alex, if I were you, that's what I would do, because, and get the real story, because this is, nobody's buying it. It's going to start going downhill from here, because everybody's starting to become, you know, they're going to take matters into their own hands. Groups are already forming to start trying to, you know, counter this with the kids. Once the kids, they actually got out there, these documents with the kids, what was being done, changed everything. So now we're to the point where you got to meet with them. And I mean, like a life or death thing. And he has to come clean to you, man. And if he ain't willing to do something, now you know. And then it's time to tell the public, he ain't going to do nothing. I'm out of here. Period.
No, I hear you. And
do it or not.
You know, here's the thing about Trump. I don't see reporters asking him questions about Epstein, because when they do, he yells at them. And so they've stopped doing it. And of course, the Democrat reporters don't want to ever ask any real questions, because that leads back to them. They're the open pedo party. But somebody just say, Mr. Trump, did you know they talk about delivering sex slaves to the Hyatt in New York, Epstein? Sir, you know, and just read a few of these. So there's thousands of these, sir. And Cash Patel says that there's no criminal evidence here. We need these names unredacted. I guarantee he doesn't even know that. They made it all about, they're coming after you with this, sir. You just shut it down. Oh, I'm not in there. Shut it down. I know that's what he did. He's so narcissistic. Thanks for the call.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again. I can still hear you saying you would never break the chain. And if you don't love me now, you'll never love me again.
All right, Dan Dix is in Puerto Vallarta. Last time I heard it's an hour ago, the airport is still closed. He is stuck there. You have Cancun getting rampaged and attacked. You've got attacks all over the country. I'm told by my military and law enforcement sources that it is exponentially worse than you have been told. Okay? But just the scenes of Puerto Vallarta were something out of a dystopic World War Z. So I want to get Dan Dix's report on what he's seen since then. And he was supposed to leave today. Cannot leave. He was there for a conference with his wife. And then Dan's been a friend for 15 years or however long it's been. He's a great journalist, award-winning documentary filmmaker, founder of Press for Truth. I want to get his take just on general, the lay of the land, what the Trump admin's doing. He's Canadian, carny, total globalist, and where he sees this global awakening going and what he thinks the overall effect of the Epstein files are. And Trump thinking people are just going to move on from this. He then puts himself front and center as the villain in the narrative when it's not even something he's involved in, what we've seen. Just absolutely the stupidest move I've ever seen in my life. But I'm ranting. You'll be with us a little while, and we're going to go back to the callers on that same subject. At Dan Dix, PFT on X, pressfortruth.ca. Dan, so what's going on right now in Mexico?
20 years to be exact, Alex, is when we first met. It's been a long time, but Mexico right now is not looking great. I mean, they've just announced that they're potentially going to start trying to open up the roads, like trying to get buses and Ubers and taxis going again. But at the same time, from what I understand, some of these cartel members have gone out into the streets with backhoes and have literally dug up the road. So even if they get the cars going, even if they open up the airports, there's still going to be some serious logistical issues with trying to get there. I mean, I just spent like a couple hours in line at the concierge here at this hotel, and I've heard other people saying that their flights they're not getting out until Saturday, and you know, today's Monday. I have no word yet from my airline. They have yet to give me a new itinerary. So this could be going on for quite some time. I mean, I'm bunkering down now in my hotel trying to stay as safe as possible. But because last time I ventured outside of this place, it was just smoke all around, smoldering cars, and literally guys with machine guns and ski masks driving around in the back of pickup trucks, slow rolling up onto me. So I think I should probably stay put in the hotel for now at least. But from what I've heard, there were nighttime, raids going on last night, or at least cartel members going around doing stuff at the night. Thank God nothing has happened here. But this seems to be kind of slowing down a little bit and may soon start to open back up to normal, you know, stores opening and traffic getting back on the road. But right now the logistics are a nightmare. I mean, like I said, I just saw about 50 people in line at the hotel going all the way outside to the sidewalk trying to, you know, just rebook at this particular hotel. And I'm sure a lot of people are thinking the same thing I am. Get some food to your room, get some bottles of water to your room, because who knows how long we're going to be stuck here, Alex. It's really tough to say. Yeah, there's the lineup. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. All these people are completely stranded. And I bet they weren't expecting this when they came to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. But that's what happens when you go after one of the top drug cartels. I mean, I'm sure Trump knew and whoever else was involved what kind of reaction this was going to get, because these guys don't mess around. When you go after their top guys, they're going to clamp down hard. And that's what we've seen at the Guadalajara airport. That's what we've seen at some, you know, hospitals. At a Costco was set on fire. They're lighting gas stations on fire, Alex. And maybe that's for the optics. Maybe that's for the photo op scenario, just to show just the grand theater of how crazy they want this to be. But certainly, I don't think it's necessarily gonna completely end. I may be, it could be another day for me. It could be another week for me. It's really, really tough to say at this point. But at any rate, I'm gonna do the best I can to continue to document this, even if it means venturing outside a little bit to explore what's happening in the streets, because I know people are not getting the truth from the mainstream media about what's actually happening on the grounds here. From what I've seen, some reports are just, oh, it's all hunky dory, nothing to fear, really. It's a lovely place to be right now, but obviously that's not the case. It's pretty serious.
Absolutely. Let me lay some info on you. You're saying still some attacks, still some burning, still things going on, but obviously nothing compared to yesterday. Obviously, Puerto Vallarta, the main epicenter, the most spectacular attacks, a lot of death, military police killed. The Mexican government's very good at keeping that stuff secret. But my sources told me that dozens of towns, scores of cities, police, military being killed, Army, National Guard, Marines, police, Cancun, armed robberies, hostages taken in restaurants, nightclubs, buildings being burned, people being killed. But there's just a clampdown on that stuff coming out. Guadalajara, the airport taken over, hostages. It goes on and on. But what people need to understand is humans act the same 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago as we act now, okay? And if you look at the final fall of Rome in 410 to the Visigoths, chieftain Alaric, they had brought in all these foreigners from the Germanic countries, gave them more and more land. The Romans had gotten lazy. And finally, they just said, we're just going to take it. But the Roman historians, some of the ones that got away, the military came and said, listen, we got to recruit people. We got to get organized. The Visigoths, the Ostrogoths are going to march down here, and they say they're going to burn it all down because we haven't paid them tribute. And as they approached, when Rome fell in a day, there were people partying. They were, you know, at their sex parties. It was recorded, as the other Romans were smart and fled and went and got on ships and left, that most of the Romans were just so decadent, so long, they were just partying. It's like they tell them, get off the beach, and the people just go in and kind of go back out and get their margarita. And everybody's in a war zone. You look at that crowd of folks, their vacation, you know, being messed up, or that. But you just look at their faces, they're not ready for this. And the thing is, civilization is a very thin veneer, and it's peeling away. There's over 250,000 people killed by cartels, estimated, the last 20 years or so in Mexico, many of them women and children. They dig up all these mass graves right across the border. Sex slavery, they rape. Amnesty International says 80% of the women and girls that come across. That's not Americans doing it. It's not machete kills Don Johnson doing it. That's all Hollywood, you know, fantasy. No, it's Hispanic on Hispanic. 99.9% of it. And it is literally the cartels now morphing into actual devil worshiper groups, because that's where it always goes. That's what evil is. It always reverts to its final, you know, final form, its real form. And so that's where this is. And you think of Rome, you think of that, you think of our cities and the communists and the Mondamis. They say they're planning that here. And the cartels are heavily integrated with the Democrats, all God's children, Pelosi talked about. And this is what I've been warning of. General Flynn, Matt Bracken, because we have the chatter. I mean, we didn't make a big deal about this last year. Flynn didn't even say it about himself. But I confirmed it. They had NSA and CIA intercepts of Democrats and corporate people saying, we're going to use the cartels to kill General Flynn, Alex Jones, kill Trump's family, kill him. We're going to use surface air missiles, all this other stuff. Now, that was confirmed and by good guys given to Flynn out of Army Special Operations out of Tampa. And that confirmed it later by other national journalists. But the point is, I'm like, okay, cartel hit out on me. It means that when they go, when they get the order, they come to your house, folks. It doesn't mean they do it right away. This is real, okay? This is go time, all right? I've been explaining this to people for a long time. This is not a game. This is not a joke. And when I sit there and say, I'm in the card deck. I'm in the face cards, okay? That's how real this is for me when I tell you this stuff. Dan Dix.
Well, you've been talking about how they utilize order out of chaos as their modus operandi. They literally have it down to a science where it's this problem reaction solution scenario where they create the problem. They generate this massive reaction from people like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do about this? Please do something about this for me. And then they step in and offer that solution. And in Mexico, I know they have been working towards an eventual digital ID. I mean, this whole digital ID thing is going global exponentially fast, really quick. But I mean, I really could see a major clampdown in that effort and then really try to accelerate that following this stuff. Because if you show enough of this kind of stuff, on the news and you terrify the Mexican people enough, they may be willing to accept that digital enslavement. And that's all it takes sometimes.
Well, that's right. Whether you're in Australia or Mexico or Europe or here in Canada, the answer to the porn for the kids and the answer for crime is a digital ID, internet digital thing, internet ID. That's what Zuckerberg is, the fix for child safety. This is all rolling out right now.
Yeah, it's rolling out right before our very eyes. And like we said, often is all they need is the right major crisis in order to truly implement their solution to the problem that they often create. And we could start seeing cameras left, right, and center all over the place here in Mexico. And again, the implementation of a digital ID, which, as we know, is the plan all along. And this isn't just isolated to Mexico. As you said, this is a global phenomenon. So we could be seeing similar things. Who knows? Maybe in Canada. I mean, we've got Bilderberger, WEF, Bilderberger Insider, globalist bankster Mark Carney now running the show up in Canada. So we're going to see the same thing.
Literal communism and literal. And to think about Trump, who I love on so many fronts, but his making fun of Canadians, 51st state, always cheering against your teams. It's not done friendly. And all the polls show Carney was able to get in from a 50% approval rating up to a 40 because of Trump being anti-Canadian. That is so stupid.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. You know, Trump's basically endorsed Carney in the beginning, and then it was all jokes about, you know, 51st state. And, you know, I've made a documentary on the coming North American Union. You used to sell that one, United We Fall, talking about the Canada, U.S. and Mexico all coming together. And now we may be starting to see the implementation of that before our very eyes, because when you get a WEF, Bilderberg, Bankster, Insider, at the head of the government in Canada, you're prime, they're ready to make it happen. You know, so, it's absolutely crazy what's happening up in Canada as well, under Mark Carney. And, what they're setting up is eventually going to lead towards more of a united, union, because that's the plan. Eventually is for everybody to give up their national sovereignty. So we have a one world government, a one world cash system, a one world religion, a one world police in order to control all these people. And they're just getting their ducks in a line right now. And it looks like Mexico is next on the chopping block, and they may be using this cartel situation to really go after the Mexicans. I mean, obviously, when you take out their top drug pin guy, there's going to be a huge reaction to that.
And this is on record the meanest cartel. The last time I was in Cancun, they shot a cop dead right where I was in Isla Mujeres. The day I left on the ferry back to the mainland, they killed him that afternoon. I'd been on that very ferry 5 hours before, and they robbed some nightclubs that wouldn't pay him money and shot some people. And I mean, just the day I was there, and it was this new generation cartel. In closing, I haven't hit on this strong enough yet, and neither has Trump or his administration. Homan has, and the Border Patrol Union has. The Democrats have empowered the cartels. They made deals with them to smuggle in kids. The cartels would give the Border Patrol a phone number to call for where the child was sent. Mayorkas worked with them. That's on record. Empowered them, grew them, did all of this. And now it's just completely exploded. Much of this lays at the feet of the Democrats, and I'm not seeing Trump messaging on that.
Well, cartels are often, drug cartels especially, are in bed with governments often. I mean, look at like what, you know, Bill Clinton was doing with the CIA cocaine running operations. You know, they purposefully destabilize the nation. They purposefully get people completely hopped up on drugs that just take away their ambitions. And this is done by design. So if you don't think that these Mexican cartels are working with some forms of government, I think you're probably sadly mistaken. This is how they operate.
Fast and Furious, turns out 1 million guns ordered by Obama and the attorney general to be shipped down there and then blamed on American gun owners. Here it is. How labeling cartels terrorists could hurt the U.S. economy. That was when Trump was president-elect. New York Times says, oh, no, we need to keep laundering the money. I'll give it to Trump. He is actually cracking down on banks and is actually cracking down on the drug trade because he hates drugs. That's something real he's doing.
Yeah, well, in Canada, they're cracking down on these things as well, but not necessarily in a good way. Like, we have this gun buyback program where they're telling people they're going to have to return their guns. But thankfully, I don't know if you heard this, Alex, but the local police are going around in Canada saying, we are not going to enforce this. Yes, you are being told to give up your guns, but we're not going to be the ones coming. So I want to tell people, if you are getting those letters that they're sending you, ignore them. Ignore them flat out, and don't worry. The cops aren't coming to your door. This is not something you have to be concerned with.
I did see that, especially in rural areas where you have grizzly bears, and you're saying no guns. And remember, we always knew when they register your guns, they take them, just like Australia, and now they're doing it. Look at this. You mentioned it. Who is Earl Anthony Wayne, ex-U.S. ambassador to Mexico, in the Epstein files, reportedly impregnating an 11-year-old girl, and now coming out of the files is drug dealing and weapons being flown around by Epstein, who worked for Les Wexner and the CIA airport they set up in Ohio in 1991 when he was put on the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah, this Epstein stuff is huge right now. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we've been talking about for decades, and now it's finally all coming out. And will the dominoes start to fall? Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, a lot of the people are obviously highly protected, and whether or not the extent to which this may be a limited hangout can still be debated, but at least we're starting to get some of these things revealed. And
well, we got Prince Andrew, who ran the Trade Commission, arrested for espionage, and now the former ambassador to the U.S., who's in the Epstein files, Mandelson. So it is Mandelson. This is all going down. Dan Dix, hopefully you get out of there soon, but if you're still there tomorrow, and even this afternoon in the War Room with Harrison Smith, you get new information, be safe out there. We want to get you on. Dan Dix, PFT on X, pressfortruth.ca. Great job, brother.
Thank you, Alex. Really appreciate you having me on. And I'll tune in again tomorrow, especially if I have any new breaking information. And
Something tells me you will, but let me guess, your wife's trying to keep you from going out there.
Yeah, my wife, my mom, you know, they're both on my case right now. But hey, this is what I do. I eat, sleep, and breathe Press for Truth. I'm here to work right now, my man, and I'm not gonna stop that. I'm not gonna let any sort of fear dictate, you know, what I'm gonna do here in Mexico. I'm gonna certainly keep fighting the good fight. So people can check that out. Go to pressfortruth.ca. Follow me on X, and I'll have lots of updates coming very soon. I just had to book the hotel for two more nights at least, because it's probably going to be extended quite a bit.
All right. Well,
and Sorry.
Go ahead.
They jacked up their rates. You know, all of a sudden they're like, well, it's what are you going to do? We changed the rates, and I don't really have an option. It's like I guess I'm screwed. So
wow, it is stick it what to it the is. Though. All right. Well, thank you and be safe, brother.
Thank you.
Go with God. Man, that is low down by the hotels. That's a big story. In fact, I should talk to him more about that. We'll talk to him in the War Room today, hopefully. All right, let's go back to the calls. I really wanted to talk to you, but I also had to get Dan on. Let's go to Tim in Georgia. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's good to talk to you, Alex. Keep up the fight, like you said. What we have to remember now is the election. All the things that you're talking about, all the things that are going on, there needs to be a but after it's but the election. Iran, Mexico, Epstein, but the election. If Trump does not win this election, it ends at the end of this election. He's not going to have the next 2 years. And the guy's talking about put the genie back in the bottle. There ain't going to be a bottle to put it in. And as far as you leaving the country, you're not going to leave the country because there's nowhere you can hide. They're going to hunt you and your family down. They're going to hunt Trump and his family down. And they're not going to let anybody that has had anything to do with fighting against them left alive, because this is the last hope that we have is this election, because it's one day at a time now.
Well, let me stop you, because I 100% agree, and I'm just being honest with the audience. That's the paradox, is that the Democrats are 1,000 times worse. They are the party of pedophiles. They are the demons. And then we now know the DOJ is covering up. And if people went back to sleep, I would say it's wrong they're doing it. But I'd be like, okay, well, at least we got some good stuff with Trump. No, it's screwing Trump. So you understand the paradox. It's like either way, this is really bad. And so I can't figure out a way to solve this. What do you think? I mean, you understand, though. Yes, but the election. Yes, yes, absolutely. And all the good things the Trump admin's done. The Democrats want us just to totally turn loose, get out of politics so they take over. No, we have to salvage all the good people, promote them. We got to vote even harder and stronger in the midterms. There's so many good people. I totally agree. And you got Trump sniping at good members of Congress and running them off. So how do we walk this tightrope? What do we do?
We know they're going to try to steal the elections, and that's what we've got to guard against. We have to make it honest, and we have to make it where we know that we can count on our votes. If you look at the elections that they've been having one at a time since Trump got in, the Democrats has won all of those. The Republicans have not won even one of them. So it's all about...
And it's been the same old exact fraud red-handed.
Yes. And they know it works, and they're going to keep on, and they're going to release anything and everything to upset the public and get their mind off of the election. That's their modus operandi.
No, I agree. The Republicans are night and day compared. We're getting a lot of good people in. This is part of a global awakening. We're in a populist Christian revolution against the Satanists and the world government. And we have got to get the Republicans in, and we've got to get the most hardcore members in, and we've got to just hammer it as hard as we can. And we have to just say, absolutely, we have to continue to expose the Democrats and how they are working with the cartels, and they've, again, have drawn up plans during this revolution, this communist revolution, to use the drug cartels and others as the hitmen to take out all their political opposition. They've said they're going to do it. They've said it publicly. And General Flynn got the intercepts of them planning to kill me, him, and a whole bunch of other people. I mean, we're on the list. And Flynn couldn't believe it, because these are prominent people on the phone wanting everybody to know, knowing it's all being recorded by the NSA, talking about how they're going to kill us. Well, of course, they talk in public. Mudd of the CIA goes on TV and says, we're going to kill Trump on CNN. So they're on their phones talking about how they're going to kill us. And who they're going to kill. It's unbelievable. And I guess, you know, yeah, look, I say, because there's countries I can get to and still broadcast and be effective. That's the reason I do that. But you know what? Gloves come off. It's not like this stuff goes down. I'll be sitting at home waiting for people. So, yeah, you think the drug cartels can blow some stuff up. You don't see what the American people can do. I don't want to go there, but that's where we're going.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality, it is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is Optimal Human Beef Tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You've been by the sword. Rock and roll, hey, we'll forgive you. We hit the turn.
All right, I want listeners to understand something. I know a lot of you do, and a lot of you are former military, and you know, you're tuned in because you're informed. You know, we're informed, so we're basically all just here brainstorming. But for a lot of new listeners and people, I want people to understand something. I've called all this. General Flynn's called all this. Matt Bracken has called all this. Stuart Rhodes has called all this to a T. And that's because this is what we do, okay? And it's because this is what we do that we learned 8 months ago. General Flynn talked about it. I later confirmed this with folks in the DOJ. That there's a couple hundred people on a hit list with the Democrats, and they plan to use the drug cartels as their hitmen during a communist revolution, civil war. And the movies you've seen, like One Battle After Another and Civil War, all produced to hype this and everybody ready for it. So when I bring this up, it's not to write myself into the story. You hear DOJ after that come out and Border Patrol and ICE and say, oh, yeah, there's $50,000 bounties on leadership, $1 million on top leadership, and $10,000 to $50,000 just on regular Border Patrol ICE. And that's come out, and they've had people try to make good. They've had Border Patrol ICE killed. So you have a collection of all these different communist, Antifa, Islamic groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, that's here. And then the drug cartels are the real muscle. That's why Pelosi famously said, don't talk bad about MS-13. They're God's children, too. So I have specifically been told by Flynn, who, again, was a former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, who got it from, directly from the NSA intercepts, saying, hey, you need to be really careful. You need to know you are way up on the list, right below Trump's family and right below Trump. It's classified information, but reportedly the bounty on Trump is unbelievable. I'm just going to stop there. I've got a huge one on me, and I hate to even get on air and even talk about that, okay? But you have to understand, the bounty doesn't activate until they hit the button. Then they all come to your house. So that's why the minute they kill Trump, if they do, you better get out of your house immediately. They're guaranteed there's a group of communists or Antifa or a mix with drug cartels, just like one battle after another. That's all programming that is coming to your house to kill you. You have the communist Chinese putting out with their English speakers all over the internet the last few months. Oh, if you see an American flag during the revolution, kill everyone inside and take their weapons. I played those clips. So they're really intending to do this, okay? This is the Podesta plan. And Trump wants to crush the cartels and get Mexico to stop working with them and to stop the money laundering to try to get control of this. Now, are they going to now strike back in the U.S.? Will this make them launch earlier? I don't know. But Matt Bracken has literally predicted all of this. It's still going on countrywide. They're covering it up. Police, military getting killed all over the place. Don't forget, something like 45 mayors. Yeah, 45, last time I saw, by December of last year, 45 mayors have been killed. They killed hundreds of other government officials last year. 250,000 dead total in the last 15 years of Mexico drug cartels we know of. And this is one of the nastiest. And Trump has turned off the money laundering. He has made the banks stop it to a great extent. He's taken out Venezuela at one level that cuts off Cuba. So you see all the strategic move, but they're striking back. And I believe with the killing of their cartel leader that you won't just have aftershocks. I believe this is going to be a tremor for something much bigger. So former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, one of the best anti-terrorism big picture brains out there, Matt Bracken joins us. I appreciate Matt coming on with us today. I'm tempted to even try to get him back in the fourth hour, but give me your assessment. Start with what happened yesterday and today, or you can go to 35,000 foot view, or you can analyze what I just said, Matt Bracken. Hey, do you disagree with anything I just said?
No, and this, nor with Flynn or Chuck Holton or others that are talking about this right now. This is a national security risk, both obviously in Mexico and in the United States. The border, they're not flooding thousands of people across the border per day, but they don't need to. They got hundreds of thousands in the country already. And the guys that are very well connected, they don't have tattooed up faces and necks. They can wear a business suit. They can fly in, drive in, no problem. And everybody can text freely across around the world. So orders can be given, even inside of prisons, their communications continue. So, and it's interesting. There's so many levels to dissect this. Some Chinese people are now saying, connecting it on X, we're going after the silver mines because silver is such a strategic thing. And Mexico is like the leading producer of silver and we need the silver. So like Venezuela, they look at it all the way up at a level of we have to instigate something with the cartels to have an excuse to intervene in Mexico and eventually get control of the mines.
Oh, I think there's no doubt Trump's picking a fight because he already knows they're prepared for their insurgency here with the left. I mean, that's the whole point of Venezuela, Cuba, and all that is to head off their revolutionary plan, which is in Rex 84, which is in the movie Red Dawn, based on a Rex 84 scenario, as you know.
And he smacked the hornet's nest with a big baseball bat. That's for sure. I mean, taking this guy out was one of their absolute red lines. This was a will go to war red line. But people have to understand that haven't followed this. Probably most, you know, listeners of the Alex Jones show know this, but the Mexican cartels make the movie Godfather Mafia guys look like the Knights of the Round Table. Okay. They would take you out if you were a traitor within the mob, almost reluctantly, you know, take the gun, leave the cannoli, that kind of, you know, that chivalry. Fredo gets a ride out on the boat. These guys will burn your whole family alive. They'll burn your neighbors' houses, even if they're not involved, just to send a message to everybody else. And one of the key sayings in Mexico that people should be aware of is plomo o plata, lead or silver. You know, the 45 mayors who were killed are guys that wouldn't take the silver. So the classic scene is the new mayor, the sicario walks into the new mayor's office with a briefcase and opens the briefcase, and inside on the desk, inside is a Mac 10 on top of stacks of $100 bills. So you can choose right now. You're going to take the lead or you're going to take the silver. And so this extends to the military, the police, federal police. You don't know who is corrupt in that country. You have to assume that they're corrupt. So if you're an honest cop, you don't know when you are talking to someone on the radio if they're just going to send sicarios to kill you. So that there's no trust in the country. At this point, and it's El Salvador is like not even one state in Mexico. So it's like extending, you know, Connecticut to the USA. But the only way
I said that last night is Mexico needs a Bukele.
Right. And that would, but Mexico is so much bigger. It's like extending, you know, you got control of Connecticut.
But he can do it. He can do it like the North did with the South. You can do it state by state with a Reconstruction. I'm not defending what the North did. I'm saying you could have a Bukele and then he could just take state by state.
But you'll have to start executing people immediately. A big problem with this, and I've seen very extensive studies, because looking at this, at the cartels almost as an economist, how many recruits do they need to replace? They're in constant wars all the time. So they lose hundreds of sicarios every month.
Yeah, let's be clear. They are extremely battle hardened, psychotic. Literally, that's why they've gone to their final form of, most of them worship Satan now. That's real, folks.
Right, that's right.
They've now literally become demon possessed.
Santa Muerte and, you know, these, you know, anyway, they will never run out of recruits.
They worship the Grim Reaper.
And they don't expect to live to see 30. Their goal is to spend their 20s as like a big shot. And, you know, they routinely get extremely high, you know, on amphetamines and other things, you know, peyote, et cetera.
No, before they go to Cancun, I was talking, because a few times I went, my security insisted I get a federal police as a security when I was there. And they were telling me all the stories. They said, no, just yesterday, a 13 and 14-year-old from the same cartel went in a nightclub, robbed everybody, shot somebody just to scare them, and then stole all their money. And they were 13 and 14-year-olds, and they said they had a bag of cocaine, AK-47s, and were snorting cocaine while they were in there robbing people off the bar counter.
And they don't really have an expectation. So the normal, you know, for normal people, you would say, you know, it's a pretty strong deterrent against doing bad things if I might spend, you know, 20 or 30 years in prison or be killed. But if your baseline is you don't even expect to live to see 30.
Yeah, let's just say there's no shortage of machismo in Mexico.
No. And if you go back to, you know, the apocalypto type of days, it's a very death-oriented culture, and it always was. You know, Catholicism was imposed in Mexico, and it, you know, did away with cutting people's hearts out on top of pyramids. But that is still a huge part of the psychology, this very Indian, you know, the Indios, I mean, the native Mexicans, that death worship is a very strong part of their culture. Very strong. It never was gotten rid of. They worship saints at a level that Americans would be amazed, you know, that shrines to saints, you know, with statuary and like totemic symbols. They're really into it. And
that's why the Democrats, going back to Bill Clinton helping set up MS-13, have been recruiting them into the CIA on record and Bill Barr, because they're a great army that'll do what you're told. And it'll actually, it's like Islamic suicide bombers. It's an absolutely psychotic culture. Not all the Mexicans are saying this particular group.
And they're disposable. They have, you know, millions of young men that are essentially incels. They have no hope of on their own getting a job, making progress in their life, being able to afford a house or even rent, finding a nice wife. That's like, might as well say you could become an astronaut and, you know, land on the moon. It's not a realistic expectation for them. But to be given a gun and, you know, some form of uniform and be able to drive around in technical vehicles is very cool. And so the Mexican government only has a couple of trustworthy organizations. One of them is the Mexican Marines. Traditionally, they've been segregated, and anti-corruption was a part of their culture. You know, Colombia had this problem and still does to a large extent. And what they had to do was reform their military from the ground up. They had to practically fire everybody above the rank of major, early retirement, and start all over again with their boot camps and their version of West Point being dedicated to anti-corruption, like Elliot Ness and the Untouchables, that our country is such bad shape because of corruption. And if you're corrupt, you're a scumbag and a traitor. And, you know, you're holding your country down. And only through, you know, honest policing and honest soldiering can we ever get this monkey off our back of corruption.
Let's talk about some other issues. You know what, Matt? Can you come back and host the fourth hour? I'll do some of it with you, but I got a lot of questions. We need to war game this. Or you can't do that.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
Let's just do that, because there's no way in the time we got to get into this, because I want to talk big picture here, okay? I mean, we know what's going on. We know that these drug cartels are interfacing with the big banks. We know Trump is cutting it off. That's totally pissed them off, one of the good things Trump's done. And I want about timelines here and where you see this going with ICE. And also, we have the Border Patrol Union coming out and saying, yeah, the Democrats are the ones that let the cartels run wild for 4 years, let them smuggle humans, literally with where they would give the phone number, the cartel would deliver the kid, where it goes. Where is Trump hammering Mayorkas? Where is Stephen Miller? Where are they pointing out that this is a direct consequence of giving the cartels free reign for 4 years? I want to talk about that, and then just the general timelines on Epstein, all this stuff coming out, what you think should be done, and you always have other topics that I didn't think of. What else you want to hit in the fourth hour?
Well, I think, just you mentioned Mayorkas. I think that his picture should be on billboards. He should be fleeing to Antarctica. I consider Alejandro Mayorkas a far worse traitor than Benedict Arnold.
You know, people than Joseph Mengele.
He succeeded where Benedict Arnold failed. They broke up the Benedict Arnold plot before it could be carried out, which was to let the British fleet sail down the Hudson past West Point, which was like a choke point with a fort there. He was going to turn the guns around, pretend they were having a drill, like how would we repel a land invasion? And then he was going to lower this and sabotage this chain that they put across the Hudson to let the British fleet sail down and attack New York. It didn't even come off. Mayorkas, for 4 years, led the biggest invasion of this country in history. I mean, he was on the board.
500,000 children. They admit many in sex slavery and slave labor. He should be hanging up by his toes.
Yeah, he was on the board of HIAS one of the biggest, open border NGO, corrupt organizations like Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, and others. But he was on the board. This would be like taking a general of your enemy's army and making him the supreme commander of your army. I mean, imagine if somebody in Britain said, let's bring Rommel in and put Rommel in charge of the British army. I mean,
right, let's bring Rommel in and give him Eisenhower's job as Supreme Allied Commander. All right. I want to get into all the technicals, but I also want to ask you big picture. Well, give me 60 seconds on this. We'll get into it more in the fourth hour. What do we do about Trump? Because I'm never in a paradox. I'm always decisive because I'm always cut and dry, do what's right. And I am doing what's right. I'm exposing Trump, the DOJ covering up. But then it makes me sick because killing the carbon tax saves billions, securing the border 96%, upping ICE, all this stuff is heroic. Kennedy, Gabbard, all this great stuff he's doing, and then covering up for Epstein, confirmed now, it is torturing me. I'm like a robot that can't compute because I morally want to beat the Democrats, who I know are thousands of times worse, but then we're moral, so we can't then sign on to cut. I mean, you've seen the emails, man. This is devil worship, buying babies, cut and dry. 60 seconds approximation. What do we do about Trump?
I think he's surrounded. He's in a hermetically sealed bubble, Susie Wiles as his gatekeeper.
They call it bubble wrapping.
Yeah, so he's bubble wrapped and he just watches Fox. So he's seeing if he's getting information from General Keenan, couple hours and we'll have this Iran thing. We'll whip them down and it'll be great. The greatest air armada in history, guaranteed success.
Oh yeah, let's talk Iran then. Just remember what we said last year. This isn't just get rid of the nukes. They're going to say they didn't get rid of it. Now even Witkoff's like, oh no, they are enriching. We got to blow up all their weapons now. They want full war. Total bonker town.
And at the same time, while Mexico is on fire, and Mexico is going to spread into the USA because what we've seen in the last 24 hours in Mexico was just a phase of this, an attention-getting phase, setting gas stations on fire. This like destroys if you've got a town with two gas stations, a couple thousand people, and you just burn their two gas stations and the next town and the next town, their economy is wrecked. I mean,
you just paralyze them. And so that was my first question. We'll elaborate in the fourth hour.
Just phase one. That's just phase one. If the Mexican army threatens to get control, it goes right into their compounds. Let's say helicopter gunships right into the cartel compounds, right? Rockets, aerial attack. They will then begin to kidnap Americans' families. There will be judges. There will be governors whose daughters at college will be snatched.
Stop there. Fourth hour. Everybody has to tune in. Even if you can't watch then, it'll be on X and Rumble later. I totally agree. So when I started the interview with you, I asked a question. I don't think we went there. Just in summation, you agree with me that this, what we just saw was not the earthquake. This was the tremor.
Right. This was just the first tremor of this. And to do this at the same time while we're poised to wreck the global economy, because one thing that people are discounting, I don't care which side you are on this Iran thing, we got to save the students and have a force a regime change, even though we don't know who's the next guy. We'll just take our chances, throw the dice.
All right, we'll talk to you in the fourth hour. If you want to send me a text, you got my number, or give it to him. Send me all the points you want, because I want to go to that big picture, because that was the whole point I want to get you on.
Yeah, let me just say, Iran also has a Samson option. Whatever we do to Tehran and their missile defenses and everything else will not open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran can keep the Strait of Hormuz open or closed indefinitely.
And their government already voted last year that when they're attacked the next time, it's already law, they're going to sink a bunch of ships in there.
And they're not going to go down and just say, you won, uncle. Their missile troops will have standing orders. Do not let ships through this, because they've already been told there may be a communication breakdown. There may be spoofing
Dr. Strangelove. They've already been given kill switch. They've already been given black pill. They've already been given doomsday orders to attack no matter what.
Right, and they can physically keep the Strait of Hormuz closed indefinitely, which will wreck the world economy. So Trump is like playing with a Jenga tower.
And at the same time, we've got Mexico exploding, and that is going to come right over the border.
Man, we
got
to go. We'll talk to you in about an hour and 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, wow. In fact, so he gets to the floor to say all this. I'll ask a few questions at the start of the fourth hour, let him take over, though I'll be sitting here reading articles, listening to him. I'll probably pop in obnoxiously here and there. Okay, yeah, folks, you can see where we're at. I mean, we're not hyping this. It's way worse than I can even say. It's the quickening. It's all the good things happening. It's the bad things happening. It's totally insane. Let's start going back to your phone calls ahead of our next big guest joining us on the UFO disclosures that Trump is talking about. You definitely don't want to miss Stephen Greer coming up. Kelly, thanks for holding. I really appreciate it. Kelly in Texas, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you, Alex. Well, getting back to the original question that you asked, which was, you know, what can we do about this Epstein thing mainly, I think is what you were basically talking about.
Yes, sir.
And, I face the same questions all the time. Finally, I took a little action and decided I was going to weigh in on this election integrity and signed up to take all the classes on this upcoming primary and so forth. Anyhow, so I'm going to go in there and be a clerk, okay? It's not much of anything, but I want to get closer to what's going on
the
ground.
No, millions of people doing it, boots on the ground, is the most powerful thing because then we'll have the eyes and ears to catch them.
Exactly. And what it really requires is some kind of action somewhere, each of us. You're doing it every day. But each of us, as citizens of this country and care about our kids and our families, you can't just sit there. At some point, you got to get out. You know, have they hit your tripwire yet? They've hit mine. I know they've hit yours. And
I'll say this. I'm never a guy that shoot my mouth off about war and stuff, but the Democrats want violence. They trigger a civil war. They do all this. They need to know we're not just going to sit here and take it. Democrat, leftist leaders, their lawyers, all the people that are pushing this and call for this, they started. We don't want to go there, but when the gloves are off, folks, everybody knows what to do. And I'm sad to have to say that, but we've gotten, you know, down to having to start thinking about that.
Well, there's a lot of action they can take before that happens.
No, I agree. We better bust our ass now politically, but once they put us in that wheelhouse, they're the ones that took us there.
That's right. And here we are sitting here in Texas, you know, conservative state in general. And we got people, the Republicans aren't turning out for this primary. Are you kidding me? The Democrats have us 2-1 in early voting.
It turns out Abbott's taking tens of millions from his Pakistan guy.
We're 18 measly thousand votes away from taking back Harris County. Are you kidding me? And we can't get that done? It's just ridiculous. So my advice, I agree with the earlier caller that suggested that you go meet with Trump on this issue if they would let you get near him, you know.
Well, I know. I mean, here's the deal. It's a whole other story. I was invited to the White House by Trump, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, back when I was given benefit of the doubt and stuff. But let's just say Trump's not too happy with me right now. And the thing about... I appreciate your call. Great point. Thanks for holding. More calls straight ahead.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Minutes when a whole bunch of radio stations join us. The top UFO disclosure expert, Dr. Stephen Greer, will be joining us on Trump's statements that he's about to disclose. The UFO alien file, Bill Clinton's statements. We have Obama's statements a few weeks ago about aliens are real. What is about to happen? Talk to Stephen Greer in just a moment. We'll continue on your calls after he leaves us. And with all of the asymmetrical warfare that's being prepared. Right now, let's take a few more phone calls. Jody in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm calling you. I'm going to take a different view on things. I'm looking at Mamdani right now. The one thing that happens is that if it's some sort of terrorist act in New York City, his security clearance will shoot sky high. Then we have to wonder who's in his inner circle. Because now he's getting information that most, city leaders don't have or would not have access to. My second point was looking at the Canadian-China mix here. Canada has pretty loose trading with Cuba. And Canada also has very loose, semi-loose trading with China. The access between Canada and China to Cuba is taking place, I mean, right before our eyes, 90 miles off our coast. I just see it as, everybody's focused, and rightfully so, on this. But one thing about Donald Trump is that he will hold his cards so close to the chest. There's one thing about a man of vanity like that is that he will pay you back tenfold. Make all the hype he wants you to make the hype right now about the Epstein files. He's going to hold off. You cross, he's one of those guys that you cross, he will pay you back. And maybe he's causing us to make that hype on the Epstein stuff and then release everything. But silence is, in this case, is.
Well, I mean, I know this. The stuff coming out is horrible for the Democrats and leftists. They've arrested the king's brother for basically espionage. They've arrested the former British ambassador to the U.S. I mean, we're seeing some arrests over there. They know how serious this is. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the points. Let's go to Angie in Indiana. We're going to go to break and come back with our guests. Angie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling from Patriot, Indiana.
That's awesome.
How are you?
I'm watching everything escalate and get crazy. And well, Elon Musk says he believes the singularity begins this year. I don't know if that's true, but boy.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the Greenland ship that's on its way right now. When our two hospital ships are right now being worked on in harbors, that's not a hospital ship on its way to Greenland. What do you think is happening in Greenland right now? Is this a recovery mission, or is this to do with all of the depopulation efforts that the deep state's done to the Greenland?
Why don't you be specific? I saw the thing about hospital ships. Well, why don't you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So yesterday, the White House put out whatever you want to call it, a meme or whatever. They have a hospital ship, just like they did in New York and L.A., en route to Greenland to help the sick people of Greenland. Greenland came out. They said there's no sick people. So what do you think that that ship might be en route going to Greenland for? Is this to...
I mean, it sounds like some kind of, like, gesture, you know, idea, we're coming to help. I mean, there are a lot of people also sabotaging Trump with horrible ideas. Like, they tell him, attack Canada, make fun of them when we win games against them, have a rivalry with Canada. That's what kept Carney in power. That's what kept the globalists in power. Terrible idea. We said it last year. They went, that globalist party went from 15% to 40% support and won. So it's just bizarre. Yeah, I mean, Greenland's taking care of itself, doing just fine, ally with Denmark. Trump wants it for security issues. I get all that. We already have a deal to have bases there since the end of World War II. We liberated from the Nazis. So it just sounds like another insane cockamamie thing out of this administration. That's all I can say about it. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
He's well known as the most prominent extraterrestrial UFO disclosure experts, Dr. StephenGreer.com, filmmaker, bestselling author, you name it. And he's been saying the last few years that big disclosure is coming, but there are a lot of different factions and groups involved. Then you have last year Trump's chief scientist in multiple speeches, and the Pentagon making similar statements. We can now manipulate time and space. Now Trump confirms we've got all these super weapons that I can confirm are real. And that doesn't mean China and Russia don't have some pretty nasty stuff too. And then you've got congressmen saying, yeah, I've been briefed. There's five underground, there's five underwater alien bases. And these are credible congresspeople. And then you've got all the layers of this, folks. You've got all these prominent congresspeople saying, oh, we've been briefed. You know, most of the, quote, aliens are really interdimensional or coming through that way, which is the mathematics shows that there's all these dimensions, you know, basically packed on. And as we learn more about physics, there aren't a lot of atheists anymore. Let's just say that. So Dr. Stephen Greer joins us to talk about this. Trump announcing he will release the UAP-related files, but are they actually giving him everything? What are the different agencies? We know they all are separated. The dangers of the disclosure narrative being hijacked and turned into a threat. How some elected officials are being given the wrong information on what the NIH and all these operations are. A version of the future, a vision of the future. Dr. Greer's upcoming events. So, Doc, thank you for being here. Obviously a momentous time to be alive. You've been talking about this for decades and decades and decades. So where would you like to start today?
Well, I think the main thing people need to understand is that we've been doing this for about 35 years. And it started when I briefed President Clinton's first CIA director on this problem. And that's when I realized that the chief executive and the CIA director at that time did not have access to what people are calling the UFO files. But it's much bigger than that. It's really what happened in the late 1950s. It was a quiet coup d'etat where Eisenhower lost control of these projects to corporate interests and military industrial complex interests, as he called them. It's gotten worse and worse. And since 1990s, when we started the disclosure effort, it's really actually worsened because the reverse engineering of extraterrestrial technologies has gone on apace with no one intervening for 30 years. And now we're learning that they're being used, these technologies, by humans in all manner of skullduggery.
And let's be clear, you're not just saying that. Eisenhower, in his farewell address, 21 minutes long, said there's a scientific technological elite that has seized control and is the main threat. They control the military industrial complex. He didn't just say beware of the military industrial complex. He said beware of this group that's in control of it.
Right. And that group is a group that has continued on. Now we know who they are. Some good news on this front, but you know, what you're seeing on the media and on the internet is a tip of the iceberg of what we're doing. So we have a special forces team that is working with me that are going around getting more of this evidence. We have 750 plus whistleblowers. We have over 150 black sites on a map. These have been turned over to the administration and some members of Congress, as well as to federal law enforcement. There are criminal investigations open. We're talking the largest RICO, racketeering influence corrupt organization in the world is behind the UFO secrecy. But I think what's more important for people to understand is that the president ordering the Secretary of War Hegseth to look into this won't make it happen. I am going to say this on camera right now. Mr. Hegseth and Mr. Trump, anything you need, my group and our special forces team that include Delta Force, Green Beret, some Marines, are ready to give you everything we have. And what we have put out to the public, here you'll see the summary of the briefing documents, about 350 pages. But we have over 20 terabytes of data. And we will give that to you. We don't do this for free. Everybody knows we do this for free. We don't get charged anybody. Members of Congress, same thing. Now, here's the problem with Congress. They've been having dog and pony show fake hearings up at the House Oversight Committee. And what that is that they have never issued a subpoena. And we're asking that the people that are on our list be subpoenaed. Because
and we've also had the bad guys flooding them with fake defense contractor people that lead them down rabbit holes.
Yep.
I've had all these Congress people call me and say, what's real, what's not? And I told them, look, I'm not the expert on this, but I said the stuff I'm watching is rabbit trails.
Well, here's what's fake. They're presenting this as a threat when if they were a threat, we would have been charcoal in 1945. There's no extraterrestrial threat. What there is that there are man-made UFOs. That's about 80% of them that people see that are a threat. And they have been used in kidnappings, abductions, murders, drug running, child trafficking, human trafficking, and we can prove it. This has now all been turned over to federal law enforcement. I think the administration is aware of the problem. They're having a sort of a gut check since the materials that we've gotten to them over the last year. But the big question is, people have to get realistic. You know, back in the day when Bill Cohen was Secretary of Defense for Clinton, he was trying to look into that, and this same issue, he came up goose eggs.
In 97, he told the Pentagon in a speech, it was in the Army Times, he said, we've discovered governments, corporations, and groups that have weather control, tectonic weapons, and other weapons.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. And so imagine a rogue group, not under the control and supervision of the people or the people's representatives with that kind of technology. It is an existential threat to life on Earth. But the big problem is they have the capacity to further ratchet up a hoaxed threat from outer space. And the other, here's the other problem. You got three things going on. I want to be real fast on this. Number one, you have the actual extraterrestrial issue, which there's no evidence any of them are hostile, but they're not happy with how we're behaving, frankly. Number two, there are things from other dimensions, not extraterrestrial. So the fact that there are extra-dimensional beings, those are different non-human intelligences than extraterrestrial biological entities. And there are people like Congresswoman Luna and other people who have been gaslit deliberately confusing these issues.
No, I totally agree. So you've got third dimensional creatures. That would be the aliens that we see as that. But then we got the more common or more thing that's more prevalent. Well, obviously, would be the interdimensional.
Yeah, here's the problem. You know, when I was at the Vatican back in the 90s, when Pope John Paul was the Pope, I met with his senior theologian, and he laughed. He said, look, neither angels nor demons need flying saucers. We're talking about a whole different thing. But the physics, you're right. When you're going beyond the speed of light, you're crossing from one point in space-time to another through dimensions. And so there is a phenomenon overlap between extra-dimensional or interdimensional beings and extraterrestrial by virtue of the nature of their technology. But this has been deliberately pushed to people like Tucker Carlson, to people like Congresswoman Luna and others, to confuse them. It's an obfuscation. It's a diversion tactic that the intelligence people keeping this secret keep doing. And of course, the biggest thing, the biggest announcement is that the technologies that are behind how those objects move have been reverse engineered, and they've been reverse engineered for decades. And they have been used to simulate alien events when in fact it's man-made.
100%. What is your approximation? What is your approximation of how far, why is the U.S. so far ahead, or are we ahead, or compared to China and Russia? We have any idea how much stuff they've got?
Yeah, well, they do have technologies, and we have had confirmed from a special forces team that a triangular man-made UAP did go down in Russia. Another one went down in northern Iran. That was destroyed on site and blown up, so nobody get their hands on it. So, however, you know, our entire defense budget and Homeland Security and intelligence budget is like $1 trillion. It's 10 times more than the next biggest countries combined. And so we have the ability, let's say you have a 20% embezzlement rate on $1 trillion. There's at least 200 or so billion dollars a year going into these illegal projects. But then you have the other revenue streams. Drug running, for a fact, have been used by the same organization. Human trafficking. They've been taking children and torturing them at black sites, and now we know where they are. I mean, I know I'm saying some very disturbing things, but
yeah,
this
I've been following
is
you 30 years. I've never heard you this hardcore.
No, this is serious, and we have the proof of it, and federal law enforcement has the proof. So now how this all plays out is to be determined. We're very much concerned that Mr. Hegseth will not get the information he needs, or he'll be getting a combination of facts and fiction.
Yeah, let's
myth.
Explain that. Everybody thinks Trump or Hegseth or whoever magically get everything. You've been a doctor and one of your employees. If your employees aren't behind you, you get nothing. They are so good. In fact, it's in the WikiLeaks and other documents, and they're all about keeping Trump in the dark, bubble wrapping him, giving him disinformation.
But the truth is, it's not even that. The top tier of people around the president don't have access either. I mean, one of the big mistakes, and the ones who do, are part of a criminal operation. I'm going to say something here that's shocking. It's going to shock everyone who hears it. I won't name who it is, but there are a couple of key people around the president in the intelligence community from his team that are compromised with blackmail files. And that is a huge problem. We know about it. We're trying to figure out how to resolve it. But this is another matter that has been handed over to federal law enforcement investigators. But it involves some of the real linchpins of gatekeepers to the president of the United States, this president.
Wow. So what's heard? I know you got your report to Trump last year. I confirmed it. I told people in the White House, you got it to his people. That really helped them a lot. We show the report public on air. It's available on your site. And that seemed to accelerate all this. And the word is they're worried about waiting till July. Trump wanted to do this on July 4th. Is that wrong? And I'm hearing from my sources he's bringing out earlier because they've got a counter narrative. What do you think Trump is about to reveal, and why is he about to reveal it?
Well, this is the big problem. There's a big debate there trying to – how do you disclose this? Now, I have published a sample speech that we've given to the president. It's in that briefing document you showed a moment ago. And that would be a positive event moving humanity forward. If it is revealed the way some recent documentaries, like there was one that came out, Age of Disclosure, and it was all done by operatives of this cabal, of this organization. And that film always presented the subject as a threat to the national security. But they didn't say the threat was coming from inside the house. The threat's coming from these covert illegal programs, not from the non-human extraterrestrial intelligences. So this is how easily the public can be gaslit. The most senior guy at the CIA for 45 years on this I know personally. And he said that rat pack that have surrounded themselves into the media and that you'll see on 60 Minutes, you'll see on Fox News, you'll see them, comporting themselves sometimes with Don Jr., hanging out. Those folks are giving disinformation, not just misinformation. What we're trying to do through our military team and direct whistleblowers who've handled the craft, who've been at sites where we've shot them down, is to get the president and his people the truth and not the fictional narrative. But we don't know at this point, I'll be honest with you, how this is going to play out. My biggest worry by far is that the president gets brainwashed in the wrong direction and puts this out as a threat. Or when he handed this off to Hegseth, Hegseth starts looking into this and through official channels, he comes up, it's a dry well. He hits nothing. And so we have to be sure that doesn't happen. This is why I wanted to go on your show. And I have one of his Hegseth's friends is on our team, but I think the public needs to know this is not a done deal in terms of how it comes. If it comes out the wrong way, I have stated very directly at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere that it will be 1,000 times worse than the botching of the COVID pandemic and all the mistakes that were made then. So this will be 1,000 times worse. Now, if it's handled well, it would be one of the more unifying events in human history. We could announce a real golden age of technology and energy. Eventually, 15, 20 years from now, we could be off oil, off nuclear, off transmission lines.
And let's be clear, you said this 35 years ago, but it is confirmed everywhere. We do 10 hours on this. They have all this basically limited energy. They have all these technologies that are clean. It's being suppressed as disruptive. No, what's disruptive is suppressing it. It will free humanity to do everything, and it's time to do it. And so there's really, why do you think we're reaching a point now where this is coming out? Like, why did the Trump's chief scientist say we can manipulate time and space last year? Why is Trump coming out and saying we have a lot of secret weapons, which I know they do? So, I mean, so it shows he has the inclination to bring this out. The question is he being given the real information?
Yes, and I think we're giving him the real information. I'm sure there are other people giving false information. And the question is, who is he going to listen to? He's the commander in chief. He's the president. So, it's not something I can control. All I can do is tell the truth. Now, what's important to remember is that these technologies, you know, Ben Rich, who was president of the Lockheed Skunk Works, on his deathbed, the week he died, told one of our researchers, a very well-regarded aerospace historian, James Goodall, that anything you can imagine or have seen on Star Trek, we already have, and it's not at Area 51. It's out at the Lockheed Skunk Works, and I have been there. You know, just before I was almost killed a couple years ago, it was a terrible accident. You may have heard about it.
Yes, sir.
But I was there and filmed in a classified chopper the opening of the underground bases there up in the Mojave Desert out in the Edwards Complex, near the Edwards Air Force Base Complex. And I've been to other sites since then. And now we have people at these black sites coming forward with real information. Now, they don't want to be known publicly, most of them, but they are giving us the details, including the GPS markers to the entrance. And this is where you have extraterrestrial craft, man-made craft, and I hate to say it, human slaves that have been abducted from poor countries that are working, as well as a few living extraterrestrial organisms, the bodies.
By the way, wow, so, living aliens. Let's go back to that, but I want to just say something.
Yep.
This used to come out before the corporate news was totally controlled. I remember 20 years ago, 10 years ago, it'd be like, Halliburton got over 100,000 men from Africa and Asia and has them as slaves in the Middle East. He used to be like BBC, like, they really use slave labor. Like, this is, why is that?
Because Yeah, well, we know the sites where this has been happening. For example, one of our new whistleblowers.
Well, that's it. Where do all these slaves go? They admit they grab them. Where do they go? They go.
Well, some of them perish in human experimentations. We know this. There's a program, whether it's called psionics, where they try to get people to be hooked up to drugs and machines to use consciousness to track and hijack these extraterrestrial vehicles. Sounds crazy? It's all true. And those people usually die during that training program, children as well as adults. And we know where this is going on. We have direct whistleblowers giving us this information who are currently in the system. So it's very important for the people to realize this is not just about UFOs and ETs or what have you, or other dimensions. It's really about the fact that the worst people right now have these technologies. Now, the reason this is all changing, to be honest with you, Alex, is that they realize there are so many whistleblowers coming forward. We've given all that to, like when Marco Rubio was co-chair, Senate Intelligence, he received all this material from us. That's why they started having the breakthroughs. I was in the SCIF and gave it to the top investigators there at Senate Intelligence. So there's a critical mass of this coming out, and there are people, therefore, kind of like rats jumping the ship that's sinking, there are people now wanting to pivot to the side of disclosure and not get caught up in a treason and RICO.
Exactly. So it's exponential. Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
What are the bad guys going to do if they continue to start going against them? Like, what are their, what dirty tricks can they play? Like a false flag and then blame the extraterrestrials?
Yes.
That's what I'm concerned about.
They could. It could be like,
just be clear logically. If the extraterrestrials want to blow us up, they've already done it, like you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, when they first really got concerned when we detonated the first atomic bomb, we had vacuum tubes and they had interstellar technologies. Hello. I mean, if they were just nakedly hostile, it'd be over. But it sells movies, it sells books, and it sells defense contractors. That's what they did to Ronald Reagan. The colonel who was on the team selling SDI, Star Wars, to Ronald Reagan, before he died, told me personally that they fictitiously said there was an alien threat when they knew there wasn't one.
Was that Bob Bowman?
To get that money. Colonel Holman.
Yeah.
Colonel Holman.
Yeah.
Great guy. And, so, you know, this has been going on for decades. I mean, Reagan was 40 some years ago, right? So I think one of the problems is whether or not this president, and I think he has some people around him who are astute enough to see through the disinformation, but we don't know yet. And we're not going to know until how he takes this out. Now this organization that have these technologies, yes, they could hit a button tonight and the skies would be filled with UFOs that are ours, but it would fool everyone. And even the men that are on the retrieval teams, and we're talking Delta Force people who are on the teams that actively down and retrieve the actual extraterrestrial vehicles, have told us the ones coming out of Raytheon and Northrop Grumman and Lockheed are so good, they're almost indistinguishable from an extraterrestrial or an alien one. And so never mind the general public, never mind politicians in Washington, how are they going to know the difference, right? So I think that this is where they're going to need to have our expertise, but not just mine, but the hundreds of whistleblowers who have been hands on these things, who want to help. And unfortunately, Congresswoman Luna has become, unfortunately, more and more of a lunatic on this. And instead of getting people in front of a hearing sworn under oath that have any information, she's had people who are secondhand and hearsay. And
well, maybe you can help her. Let me ask this: we got a break.
We've given her the whole list. I've given that committee our entire list. Everybody, 750 people.
Let me ask this: we got a break. Just a brief question. Just to study ancient, texts, when all the ancient saw is all similar and the future stuff. It looks like interdimensionals are always wanting to destroy us, at least the ones that are willing to engage us, because obviously a higher order would not try to get involved in free will, and that they're working against the plans of the third dimensional visitors who have this thing for peace and a future and expansion. These guys, interdimensionals, are what you call the demonic. Is that in general, or have you ever seen anything good that's interdimensional?
Well, I mean, interdimensional would include angels, would include people who passed on to the worlds of light. After they die, which I died when I was 17. I've been there personally.
Stay right there. Dr. Stephen Greer, stay right there. DrStephenGreer.com. Follow his books and films there. Amazing information. Big picture. Yeah, but I get it. There are good interdimensionals, but they're not usually involved as much as the bad guys in our dimension. I think that's where I was going. We'll be right back with Dr. Stephen Greer. This is riveting information. Regardless, we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. Magic is just something people don't understand. Okay? The cell phone 100 years ago will be seen as magic. It's technology.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I remember being out at Monument Valley when I was about 8 years old. We camped there for about 5-6 days in the middle of winter. I remember it was so cold in the tent, we slept in the van, and there would still be from our condensation frozen ice on the inside of the van with my mom, my dad, me, and my sister hadn't been born yet. And I remember my dad wanted to go there because he had a telescope, and he had binoculars, big binoculars, and we just sat out there in the freezing. And my dad's like, see the satellites going by? And my dad, smart guy, doctor in astronomy, And he would say, and I remember a couple times we saw things doing things up super high. And he goes, yeah, that's some type of secret government vehicle probably, or maybe aliens. I mean, we've seen this with our own eyeballs, folks. We're in a huge universe, all this wonder. And the biggest discovery ever is where we came from and are we alone? Obviously, all the ancients said we're not. You read the Bible. It's all right there. Craft landing, all of it. The preachers go, oh, that's not literal, but everything else is literal in there, we're told. No, I mean, it's all clear, but suddenly you have Obama coming out a week and a half ago saying, oh yeah, aliens are real. Then later saying, I was joking. Trump said, you shouldn't have declassified that. And then the reporter says, well, he has a right to. He's the former president, which is true. So this is a big moment. I mean, you know, we're building towards something, and Steve Greer's really been vindicated in all of this. And then I want to ask him about the head scientist saying, yeah, we control time and space now. And I talked to a lot of military people. They say the same thing, where they've sat there on missions doing things. And it's like the aliens, wherever they are, interested. And something will come in. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's big. And it will go, you know, 20 miles. And they don't even see it move. It's like 20 miles. It'll just 100 miles. And so most people in the government don't know whether it's aliens or us or what it is. But the point is that we know suddenly, after 47, all of our technology just explodes. Everything accelerates, and America has the lead. And Eisenhower says we have a technological elite that's taken over the military-industrial complex, so beware of that. So here's a clip of Obama and then Trump responding.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility. Unless there's this enormous conspiracy and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
You need both. You need all persuasions. No discrimination.
Something that got a lot of attention this week. Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that. You know?
So aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
He made a
big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it. Do you believe it, Peter?
If the president can declassify anything that he wants to,
well,
so
maybe
if you want to make
him out
an
of trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens are real.
Yeah, illegal. Only illegals.
So earlier, and you got cut off by the break, you talked about, we have all these former senior military saying the same thing, creatures right. Alive at Area 51. But what I know is a lie from Obama is, they admit declassifications that the Skunk Works is involved. There's all sorts of underground complexes. They fly people in from Vegas every day, fly them out. There's other bases all over the place. So the idea that there's no underground bases, and that's crazy, that alone is a whopping ridiculous lie. Please respond to that.
Well, actually, he's a lawyer, and you need to listen to what he said very carefully. So what he said was 100% true. And let me tell you why. This is going to be shocking. He was never granted access through channels and therefore through a top secret briefing. He got this. I have it right here. It's the president's briefing document from 2009, the first year he was president. He got a lot of information from people we were networking this to, including John Podesta, his guy who set up the whole cabinet for Obama, but he never personally got anywhere. And the same thing had happened to Bill Clinton. So again, they had information. He's right. And it was proven to him that we weren't alone. However, as president, he didn't get anywhere. Now the thing about Area 51 is important. That was that's just a grid on a map near at Nellis Air Force Base. The Area 51 area was active decades ago, 50s, 60s. The big action now is north of there in Area 52, 53, 54, up by Groom Lake, Pahoot Mesa. We have people who have actively been there on this issue. And then far north, further north, there are some helo bases and underground bases where they respond to our downing of extraterrestrial vehicles using electromagnetic pulse directional energy weapons. So he really actually, the thing that he might have said that would have been a little bit classified, but he wouldn't have gotten it through channels. If he didn't get it through top secret channels, he didn't violate anything. But see, this is a nuance that no one is talking about.
No, that makes perfect sense. They keep presidents in the dark. We know that.
Sure. And that he was no different. And Bill Clinton was no different.
So they told him no underground bases there, even though a novice can go research declassifications, they've got underground stuff there.
Right. And see, but that's not violating national security if it's open source. Now remember, all the top secret information I have, and a lot of it is stamped top secret, because we declared these programs illegal, unconstitutional, after it was proven to me that key people in the Congress.
Classification is, if it's illegal, it's not classification.
Correct. You can't claim, you can't use the law saying something secret when you yourself are part of a criminal conspiracy.
That if Epstein was CIA, he wouldn't be in trouble. They're above the law on rape kids. I mean, just a side issue. How do you make all the disclosure now? The Epstein stuff, all that. Why is it all coming to a head now?
Well, I think that it's unfortunately somewhat related. And one of the things I had warned a friend of the attorney general is not to step into that Epstein quagmire until she knew what was in the files. Now, unfortunately, I know what are in a number of those files. And I know a former general and a former national security advisor to a previous president who actually is aware of the audio and videotapes that are being used to blackmail key people. And I know who the key people are here in Washington that that's happening to. Now, this is not my main focus, but this is what you call a blackmail file, a honeypot. And that's what Epstein Island was. I think it was a Mossad CIA honeypot. And they trapped a lot of people. They had hidden cameras. And the next thing you know, you get powerful people who are puppets on their string. So this is a nasty bit of business here. So the group keeping the UFO subject secret are also the ones that have been playing these honeypot games, let's call them, and entrapping people due to, of course, the foolish things they were doing. But nevertheless, it can be used to coerce cooperation with an agenda. And this is very dangerous. You do not want people like that in the Congress.
You're saying the FBI, DOJ, the Mossad, CIA, obviously MI6 involved, clearly we know this, is using the Epstein files for blackmail, including the UFO file.
No, only a select number of people part of that cabal or organization. It's a mistake to think that the FBI director
these real spooks are in corporations, governments, they're in everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And that's how they're called non-official covers or NOCs, NOCs. And I work with a number of NOCs who, you know, by day of their credentials is they work for a big corporation. They're actually assigned out of a covert program at JSOC or CIA that are dealing with this issue and keeping it secret or misleading people or blackmailing people or threatening people. You know, look, I recently had a top secret whistleblower who was present at the Northern Nevada test range where we had downed ET craft, and he wanted to leave that program, and he subsequently was abducted. It was like a robotic gray alien. It was so fake. Anybody with a grain of sense, you know, who's not some cultists in the UFO world would know it's fake. But the fact is that, you know, when he wanted to come forward with everything he had done on that retrieval team to the Senate Intelligence Committee and to the Pentagon Aero Office, and the day we were buying his ticket, he looked at his phone and it was filled with child pornography that they had embedded all over his computers. And they said, you will never see your two young boys again if you take one more step towards doing this. So, look, there are so many criminal things going on that we have handed over. Now, what I'm getting a little bit irritated by is why haven't there been any arrests, right? Because here maybe they're trying to get people who are in charge of that organization to peacefully transition over to telling the truth and putting the House back in order and the Constitution back in place. But really, when it would keep you awake at night if you were to debrief some of these military witnesses and Delta Force guys who dealt with the torture of children and experiments done on people and all kinds of manner of things that are connected to covert programs.
Absolutely. Why do you think then they've arrested the King's brother and Mandelson? We'll put that back up. The former U.S. ambassador from England. Right. I mean, yep. Why is everyone in the UK on this?
Well, I think because those people aren't sitting atop sensitive intelligence directorates and information here in the States that, you know, could be very bad. And I think one of the questions
it's a show, a demonstration frying some minions.
Yeah, tokenism. Yeah, some tokenism. You know, they're tokens and they're expendable because Andrew wasn't in line to be the king and the gentleman who was the ambassador, you know, it's an ambassador. They come and go every couple of years.
And we know Charles doesn't like his brother because he was the favorite. So it's basically fratricide.
Well, I didn't even know that. I don't think the king is involved in that, frankly, because I know people in the family. But I do believe that we're looking at a situation where this information about UAPs coming out. When I was on your show last year in March, I brought a chart. And I showed that this is a big transnational criminal organization. And the UFO issue and the technologies that go with it are the crown jewel, right, of it. And let's not also forget, there are technologies that can open a vector into other dimensions and open sort of a window for weird things to come from other dimensions, not extraterrestrial, to come into this dimension.
And would that be CERN?
I mean, they have no, way beyond CERN. And these are very high.
What is CERN then?
Well, that's a, you know, physics experiment.
I know it's a super collider, but I mean, what's the real use?
Yeah, I think it's actually a cover for something else going on. So, and a lot of the money, you have to ask the question, some of these boondoggles that cost billions, do they really cost that? Here's the deal. It's like a B-2 stealth bomber might cost actually $200 million to make, and they charge us $2 billion. The other $1.8 billion goes out the back door.
Absolutely. That goes back to Reagan, $500, $800 hammers or something else. So let me play this clip. Yep. So this is Michael Kratsios. This is the chief scientist for Trump last year saying we control time and space. And that goes directly to what you're saying. So here's a clip.
We seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
And he goes on. So what are they talking about there?
Well, you know, I don't know specifically what he was referring to or whether he was read into some of the tech we have that Ben Rich of the Skunk Works, Lockheed Skunk Works, talked about. But, yeah, I mean, you look at technologies we have that we are capable of altering space-time. We can cause something to literally vanish from one point in space, appear at another, and not just on a particle or atomic basis, but on a macro basis. So those technologies that have been perfected by these human covert programs, imagine them in the hands of sociopaths. So one of the things you asked earlier we didn't get to about, you know, the effects of lower dimension and consciousness affecting this world. One of the problems is most people on the planet are basically decent people, but there are what are called high functioning sociopaths who want power, who want money, who want control. And those sociopaths are dark and they will therefore be influenced by the dark as opposed to people who see a different future, a bright future, a beautiful future. And I think that it has to do with what is the old saying? The world is as you are. So if you have those dark proclivities and you have that sort of egotistical dark interest in accumulating power, wealth, and control.
They impress that on the system. That's what it builds. So how does AI tie to this?
Well, I think AI is like any other technology or tool. If it's in the wrong hands, it could be very harmful. If it's in the right hands, it's very useful. And the same thing is true of all technology. You know, I make this analogy that as an emergency and trauma doctor, I've seen knives, you know, be used to put butter on your bread or slit someone's throat or stick it through the left ventricle of the heart. I've seen that many times. So the question is, what's going on with the consciousness of those who have the technologies? And this is where the good people of Earth need to come together with leaders who are good and see a good future, a golden future for the planet and for humanity, and make sure that the worst elements don't, because even though they have huge power. Now, let me tell you something real quickly that's one of the problems. And this happened to me in the 90s where I was at the Pentagon briefing the head of intelligence for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Wilson. And at the end of the meeting, he said to me, he said, look, The best thing I can have access to is a B-2 stealth. Now, this is 1997, April 6th. And he said, but the organization, human organization that have these technologies, they have craft and aircraft and spacecraft and technologies that can do circles around my B-2 stealth. He says, it's checkmate. He says, I can't do anything about it. And so he threw his hands up. So now this is a problem now for this president and for Hegseth. You're dealing with covert programs that their technology trumps, pardon the pun, or exceeds anything the legal U.S. government can get.
So couldn't Trump, again, make the real announcement, tell everybody, checkmate them so they don't launch a false flag and blame the aliens, mm-hmm. and then send in the military to grab all these bases?
Yeah, part of one of the executive orders that I recommended that I gave, that was given to him, to the president, involves standing up a strike team, and we've already identified the leaders.
So explain, we're talking about a coup against the deep state.
Yeah, it would be an exertion of the rule of law by the government and citizens of the United States, but it can be done.
So a declaration of independence against the scientific technocratic elite that Eisenhower warns of.
Yes, and the question is, would it need to be kinetic, meaning involving force, or would the very presence of moving on it cause them to capitulate? So what we hope is that it'd be like a bloodless revolution, right? Now, my ancestors, my mom's ancestors, were the first prisoner of war with the British. So, you know, sometimes things get tough. But the truth is we're in a situation where this is all to be determined, and it's what are the advisors around the president going to tell him. But more importantly, people like Mr. Hegseth are going to have to avail themselves to channels of information, not just through the chain of command. Because we know from past CIA directors, secretaries of defense, that going through the chain of command often leads to a dead end because there's no there. These programs are operating in a parallel secret government operation that most of these leaders are never allowed to see.
But it does look
including
like
including the president. This is where Obama was right when he said there must be a vast conspiracy if this is true. But there is. And he knows that. He just didn't want to go that far.
So let me ask you this question. Undoubtedly, yeah. Everything's accelerating now. Why is that? Because they know. The Chinese and the Russians are making breakthroughs, or what's happening? Or the aliens?
Well, they have had breakthroughs. No, they've had breakthroughs for years. I think it's the you know, look, I mean, we've been pushing this ball up Mount Everest for 35 years, but I think it's reached a critical mass, is what I was saying earlier. Whistleblowers, information. There's also an older generation of these people who are dying off or retiring. Mr. Cheney, who was part of this organization, keeping this secret. So I think that there's a number of combined forces. The big one that I'm worried about is that even though these extraterrestrial civilizations are not hostile, we have developed more and more powerful weapons that we're using against them. And at what point might they strike back or stand down those operations? So I think one of the things that's not being talked about properly in national security circles is that no one's talking about the extraterrestrial people, you know, and after they've lost 1,000 or more spacecraft and thousands of people and we've done all these things to them, even though they're always portrayed as the enemy, they're actually the victims. And you have these dark forces that are human as well, as you mentioned, interdimensional, that are not extraterrestrials, that are, you know, doing these things, but they're, I think, imperiling Earth. I think they're imperiling all of humanity because the cosmos is a very large place, and we by no means are at the top of the technological pyramid even now.
Sure, but we're obviously, you know, interesting to advanced civilizations, but at a certain point, you know, you're nice to a rattlesnake till it gets in your house or climbs in your bed. But is it true the reports we always hear about nukes being turned off or missiles being turned off?
Let's unpack that. Have there been occasions where an extraterrestrial vehicle has done that to warn us not to blow the planet up during the worst days of the Cold War? Yes. But are some of those events actually man-made UFOs playing games? Like David Fravor, who was the F-18 Hornet chasing the Tic Tac, you know, off California coast a few years ago, it all in the news. He swore that that was an alien craft. It came out of the Lockheed Skunk Works. We can prove it. I have a Green Beret who was deployed with one of those in Syria that we have just debriefed. So the question is, when you say UFOs deactivated a nuke, was it extraterrestrial? Was one of ours? Now, let me give your listeners a shocking date. October 1954, the year before I was born, I'm 70 now, is the date that we mastered gravity control and gravity wave control. So imagine in 71 years or 72 years, how much progress has made technologically when there have been trillions of dollars thrown at this that neither the Congress nor the president authorized. So I think people way underestimate. This is the big risk here. What humans have and what kind of skullduggery we've been doing as humans using alien reproduction vehicles. In other words, man-made craft that look like an alien craft. So I think people at every instance have to be very careful. If it's post-1954, whatever that event was it extraterrestrial or was it us?
Well, like you said, 80% of your research is human. So to me, though, just studying science, even with CERN, the scientists had to create a strange little black hole, all that.
Right.
What about accidents? So you have the Atlantean idea with all this technology. I'm surprised we haven't blown ourselves up yet with some mistake.
Well, there have been a number of cases where we would have, and the extraterrestrials have saved our bacon. I can say that on the record for a fact. You and I would not be speaking here if just foolishness of what humans have done in the last 80 years, if there had not been some quiet interventions to prevent it.
The Watchers, what names would you give them, or how many species, or what is it?
Well, there are dozens of species that are biological from other star systems, dozens. One of our people on the retrieval teams, who was back in the 60s, he's since passed away. He was an Army sergeant. He at that time said they had documented 69 different species from different star systems and planets. I'm sure it's much larger than that now. And, you know, the sort of the mythology is that you have the tall whites, you have the grays, you have this is all a fairy tale that's been pushed by psyops out of CIA and UFO people. But people are shocked because I'm actually about
most
of
what's out there.
Isn't it
trillions of galaxies they've photographed now?
Yes, and look, our own galaxy has 100 billion star systems. And so there could be up to 1 billion Earth-like planets just in our galaxy, never mind all the other, you know, billions of galaxies. So I think that there's no question there's intelligent life out there, and a certain number of them have reached the ability to go interstellar.
And with these extraterrestrials, are like bird watchers, or maybe it's kind of dangerous to come by and look at these, I mean, is it all sorts of stuff?
Yeah, I think we're regarded as a very dangerous theater of operation, let's call it militarily. But I think that, you know, they're certainly hoping we make it through this sort of rambunctious period humans are in and make it to another.
Because no species would survive and not have that proclivity to peace.
Right. Oh, no. Here's the other existential crisis. Everyone talks about mutual assured destruction with hydrogen bombs and thermonuclear weapons. We're talking about technological systems that are way more advanced than that if they were weaponized into weapons. And so on the one hand, our civilization is stuck here if we don't bring out newer technologies that can replace nuclear and oil and all that. On the other hand, if we bring them out with the consciousness of war and conflict, it's also the end of the planet. So
all right, I know you gotta go.
This gets into
break.
A very
a
spiritual
break.
Question.
Yeah. 2 minute break. I'm gonna just have you finish up the next 5 minutes, and then we're gonna stay right there. Dr. Stephen Greer is our guest. Right back to us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21.
hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Anymore, but we were never really in Kansas. Dr. Stephen Greer is our guest. Got about 5 minutes left with him. The age of revelation, the age of exposure, the age of discovery really is here. Yep. And we have the breakaway civilization that Eisenhower warned us of in 61, his farewell address. And it's a big moment, and there are a lot of good forces and bad forces here. But in closing, what else do you think is important, just in closing in part, that people are going to recap?
Well, I think people actually do need to be writing to the president and to their members of Congress saying, look, the Disclosure Project has terabytes of data and hundreds of primary whistleblowers, many of who have risked their lives to come forward. They need to study this and avail themselves of that very quickly. Now that it looks like they're fast-tracking a disclosure announcement, and that they need to be sure, you'll see the draft of the speech that I wrote for the president and others, it needs to be a very positive forward-looking, because there's no way we can go from the messed-up world we're in now to an interplanetary fight or something. This is it's great for science fiction, but that just means the end of our civilization, period. So the only possible future is a peaceful one. And so instead of endless war, we need to look at it as not just world, but universal peace, cosmic peace. And that we're at this point where we're the generation, those of us living here, are going to have to make that decision. But we live in a democracy. And I think people need to start learning about this issue. Now, we have 5 documentaries that you can see on Tubi or Amazon Prime or what have you that go and unpack all of this, and you can see it for free. So I think people need to really start learning about this and then writing to their representatives. I hear from Congress people all the time that I meet with, and they say, we really need to hear more from our constituents. And so I think people need to do that. In the meanwhile, I think people should work for peace and pray for peace, and also for the guidance of the president and our other leaders here and around the world as we enter in this pivotal time in human evolution.
Well, there's no doubt. And you have Trump saying, yeah, we have all these secret weapons. And I don't think that's hype. I mean, we know that's true. We know the B-2 bomber was around the 70s. They were admitted it existed in the late 80s. I mean, from my information, depending on the technological group, on average, things are about 30 years advanced, what we even know, or longer?
I think longer than that. I mean, imagine the fact that we had man-made UFOs flying around the late 50s and early 60s that had actually gone out into space, even before the lunar module that my uncle worked on, landed on the moon in 1969. So I think that however
far along.
You
think what Lear was saying was accurate? Because I know people that know, Eisenhower's daughter, that she said he told him all this too, that.
Well, I actually believe that we went to the moon, but it was not shown what happened.
Of course.
So I think it's a little more nuanced, and I do know what happened.
No, I was told that by people on the Apollo mission. They said, no, what you saw was the show, but don't work. We
sure.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And keep in mind that by 69, you know, that was a good decade after we had man-made anti-gravity devices that were operational, that were not only seen in the skies around the Earth, but also could go in and out of space. And so we actually have the schematics for that. If you look at our briefing document and our books, we actually have the design and schematics for one of them that was an older model that was built in the late 50s and early 60s. And it was a four-man, man-made, disc or bell-shaped UFO that had been all out through the solar system.
Well, Dr. Greer, let's just stop there, but you're hard to get on. But we need to come on sooner rather than later. Let's not wait 6 months.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, I'd like that very much.
Well, let's do part two as soon as you're ready. You let me know, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
DrStephenGreer.com. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to look at geopolitical issues, Mexico, asymmetrical warfare, Matt Bracken, and your phone calls, Terry and Graham and others. Thank you, Dr. Stephen Greer. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm going to jam in a few final calls from Terry and Graham to hand the baton over to Matt Bracken. But I'm going to ask him to answer a few of my questions. Before I do that, I'm going to eat my lunch and listen to him because he's really smart and I know he knows what he's talking about. But let me just show you this new breaking news. Unearthed email in the Epstein dump of a month ago has the DOJ assistant U.S. attorney talking about how Jeffrey Epstein was murdered right after he's murdered. I am a AUSANEDNY and am working on the investigation into the death of an inmate in the Brooklyn MDC. The email reads, written by the individual whose name was redacted, identifying themselves as DOJ attorney and to a recipient whose name was also redacted. Well, here's one for you, Massey. We're not blaming you, but they redacted it. You have the power to unredact. Go get it. This is the email of the chief medical examiner told me, which came out public, that it signed a confidentiality agreement in connection with the investigation into the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. The murder of Jeffrey Epstein. We are hoping to extend a similar agreement, and I wanted to see if you could share the agreement or the boilerplate version with it. I am happy to speak over the phone if that's easier. The revelation that Epstein's death may have been investigated as a murder as late as 2020, when President Donald Trump was nearing the end of his term, rattled some journalists, many of whom Monday flagged the email in shock. So I'll put the email up, too. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We just did. And I didn't even get to all the emails about human smuggling, buying babies, raping people, torturing people, just new ones that I found today, the crew gave me. I mean, it is bonker town that all of this is going on. And just imagine what the DOJ has they're not releasing. It just boggles the mind that we are at this moment in time and space. And as Matt Bracken said earlier, and we got cut off because that hour ended. That's why I brought him back, and I appreciate him doing it. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, great terrorism expert, counterterrorism expert. He agrees with me that the attacks in Mexico that are ongoing, hundreds and hundreds dead, not just Puerto Vallarta, not just Cancun, not just Guadalajara, all over the country, are the tremors before the big quake. And that they're going to be taking Americans hostage, which they threatened to do yesterday. They're going to be grabbing Proud People's kids. And this is where we're going. And the Democrats are heavily allied with them. But let's finish up with two callers who were very patient and held for a long time with the last guest, Terry and then Graham. Terry in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. When you were talking about the Epstein files at the start of the show, you mentioned that there's no connection that Trump's made to the Rothschilds, or he hasn't released anything. And I didn't say
there was no connection to the Rothschilds. I didn't say that.
No, but that he hadn't publicly come out stating that they were involved in any way. And I know that he had loans from them at one point. And something I
thought...
No, I
agree.
Really,
there's no sex stuff, but there's business stuff. He did get loans from the Rothschilds. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing I found really interesting that I heard recently was that his nomination for the Fed Chair Warsh, his father-in-law is on the World Jewish Council. Is that what it's called? World Jewish Congress. And the Rothschilds are the head of that. And Warsh's stepfather is like the right-hand man.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that the Rothschilds are all over these emails, including hunting people. Epstein says, I'm the main Rothschild representative. We now learned he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller at the Trilateral Commission. That's the head of the Trilateral Commission, the founder of it. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
And, you know, I just want to say that it, as bad as all these things are that Trump isn't releasing, I'm so glad that he's president and not that other bimbo.
But that's the paradox, is that a lot of good's happening, but I can't stand by while the DOJ protects the Democrats. I mean, and some Republicans like Les Wexner.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, part of me, and maybe it's delusional, is hoping that he's going to do some sort of big economic thing that really gets people pumped up before the midterms, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything is about the election. Thanks for the call. Thanks for holding. Yeah. And we're hurt because we feel betrayed, and we'll continue to cover Trump. Notice we've been 80% bashing Trump. We need to also look at the Democrats, what they're doing. Because they are absolutely piranhas, and they're allied with the cartels, and they're getting ready to make their big move for civil war. I mean, Mondami's like, don't leave your houses. I'm shutting everything down. You need three forms of ID to even come outside your house if you want to help us shovel snow. What he's really saying is you're locked in your house. I mean, it's just like, oh, but no ID to come over the border or vote. Graham in Texas, and we hand the baton to Matt Bracken. Go ahead, Graham.
Hey, Alex. Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, I think, you know, Trump needs to be more transparent on the whole Epstein issue. And I was disgusted to see that Megyn Kelly and Bill Maher were, you know, playing denial with how they could be sacrificing babies. There's a story that goes back to a lady named Georgia Tan, and she ran the Tennessee Home Children's Home Society. And her father was a judge named George Tan. She was also in cahoots with Judge Camille Kelly, who was a family courts lawyer as well. What's disturbing about this incident is majority of these babies, over 80%, went to California and New York during the years of 1924 and 1950. And so I think they need to get back to the basics and actually can bring historical information to the public and explain how this apparatus of child trafficking exists. This woman, Georgia Tan, trafficked over 5,000 babies out of the Tennessee Home Society. And she was able to do it through, of course, misused reasons whenever children were born by single mothers and people who would give up their children for adoption, as well as she would dupe single mothers who bore these children into thinking they needed medical attention. And of course, when the mothers came to and were asking where the children were, she told them that they had died in the custody of foster care while they were recovering.
Governor Northam bragged about 8-9 years ago on a TV interview as an organ harvester. And it's the same thing with the 30,000 kids given to pedophiles by the West German government that all came out. Exactly. That's exactly what they do. It's how they operate. You are dead on. The good news is the genie ain't going back in the bottle. This is only exploding. So anybody thinks they can cover it up or moving on is wrong.
Exactly. And this woman also had a customer, Herbert Lehman. He was the governor of New York. He was very powerful in New York in that, I forget the year period. And so she also studied at Columbia University, which I think that's where she got her contacts. She also had to pay bribes to the mayor of Memphis, E.H. Crump. They called him Boss Crump.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with this story. There's so many. What's the basic search to look into all what you just said?
Oh, just look up Georgia Tan. She is a you could pull it up on Wikipedia.
The MK Ultra documents tens of thousands of U.S. and Canadian children put into mind control and sex slavery. That used to be on like History Channel 30 years ago. It's just crazy. I mean, this is the predator cult, folks. This is real. Thanks for the call. All right, I wanted to get Matt Bracken back. We got 46 minutes left. I'm going to give him the floor here because he was covering a lot of topics and hurrying. I want to start with 35,000 foot view. This is the tremor before the earthquake. Why the cartels are doing this, you said, starting to take people hostage. They threatened that yesterday. What's coming next? What do you expect? How's it tie into all the big picture? And the Democrats wanting a civil war. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. He is obviously has a site, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Matt Bracken, take over and thank you. Go ahead and unmute yourself there, Matt, real quick. We got you.
Sorry about that.
That's all, yeah. Brother. Go ahead. You've been waiting for
I've been listening.
Babbling. Please continue.
Your last guest on UFOs, I just had a thought I wanted to get out. Ben Franklin was playing with electricity in 1752. You think about, we thought we were pretty damn technological from the Romans until the 1750s. Hadn't even thought about electricity. And then everything that's happened since electricity, we didn't figure out about radiation and quantum mechanics until the 20th century. So who knows what is left to discover that could be interdimensional space, all kind of things. So UFOs don't have to be coming from some planet, a billion light years away. There could be all kind of things that we just haven't cracked the code yet. And with modern computers and AI, maybe we will. But when you think about what a huge jump it was. I mean, we had steam engines, we had trains, ships with propellers, but no electricity. And when electricity came in, it changed everything. And who knows what's coming next? So I was thinking about that during your last guest, but about Mexico, people that I really respect, like Chuck Holton, and he was interviewing Oscar Blue Ramirez, who lives in Mexico. I met both of these guys in Panama with Michael Young a couple years ago. Super guys, just unbelievable guys. Chuck Holton doesn't think this will spill over into the USA because the syndicates, the cartels, are at the top run by rational businessmen. And they know that if they start conducting terrorism, that leads to the cartel in the USA, that there will be immense blowback. That'll like be a quantum jump, with Delta in Little Birds chasing these guys down and blowing them away like the Sicario 2 movie. You're just taking them out on the roads. But I wonder about that. If the Mexican government is now really going to go after these guys and start taking out, the officers, the lieutenants and the shot callers, they may feel that they've got to leverage it to the next level. So it all depends on how this unfolds over the next couple of weeks, I think, because this is not going away. You can wreck a country. What's happening to Mexico can absolutely wreck a country. If you blow up enough gas stations, just for one example, and you crippled and paralyzed the country. Regular commerce isn't done. Salesmen aren't making their rounds. Deliveries aren't being made. Supermarkets go empty. You can take it to a next level. I remember Beirut was it started out fairly casually in the early 70s, but Beirut, which had been called the Paris of the Middle East, had almost a 20-year apocalypse where a civil war can turn into like a hurricane that feeds its own self. It just starts pulling in its own energy. And then this hurricane becomes self-sustaining because you have outside players. Their economic model is now like providing arms and providing support to the different factions. So it becomes a self-sustaining model. And Mexico could actually be on the verge of that, or maybe not all of Mexico, but a large part of it. And it's very instructive to compare this to El Salvador, because Bukele did get on top of this. Bukele had to, and this depends on having a man who has got the strength of like a Franco or a Pinochet in Chile, but still with moral values. For example, in America, the Untouchables thing with, Elliot Ness and the G-Men, they were going to abuse their authority, but in a honorable way, right? To get rid of the gangsters. So it's always very dangerous when you say, we just have to take the gloves off and start just grabbing these thugs. We know who they are. Start taking them out. But I don't see any other way for Mexico, but it's so much bigger than El Salvador. It's, 40, 50 times bigger than El Salvador. So you couldn't just say, well, we'll do one state at a time and make it a showcase. That may be the only way to do it. Like Colombia did in the 90s with support from American Special Forces and others, they had to completely transform their military culture. So that beginning with the military to inculcate a new culture of anti-corruption where the messaging, the narrative is that corruption is why our country is backward and anybody who takes bribes is like a traitor to the country. But you have to start from the ground up. You have to fire all the colonels and generals, basically send them out to pasture, put them where they can't do any harm. And bring in a whole nother culture. I don't know if that can happen in Mexico. I mean, Mexico and Colombia are not the same countries, not the same cultures, not the same people. From America, it's easy to just compare them like apples to apples, but it's very apples to oranges. But Mexico is in a very tough way. And I think that, as we discussed an hour ago, the actual Sicarios, they're unlimited in supply. They can be recruited indefinitely, thousands a week. Guys that don't care if they are dead before they're 30, as long as they have a couple years of excitement, danger, reward. They have no goal, no plan, no hope in life of settling down with a girl and having a family. That's not even on their radar. So the idea of dying in a shootout with the Mexican army, and that's not a big fear for them. They actually, and this you can see in El Salvador, they actually fear much more winding up in one of those giant jails where you have 100 men in a cell in like 5-tier bunk beds, in like white underpants and white T-shirts. Where they get out only to have a little exercise, and there's just absolutely zero tolerance for anything. People look at that and they say, wow, that is so inhumane. That is just the cruelest thing in the world. How would you like it if you were unjustly charged and stuck in that place? And that, of course, could be vastly abused. I would hate to be unjustly charged and stuck into a cell with 200 MS-13 guys, but that is what they fear. They do not fear dying in a shootout. They fear being one of those guys that's being frog marched, nut to butt, head to shoulders, in lines being taken out for exercise than back in the cell, to them, that is much worse than death in a gunfight. Much worse. And I don't know who is going to be the man in Mexico that can become the Bukele of Mexico. I mean, it's a huge question. You can't call these guys up from central casting. And some countries' political systems don't really permit that. Like, for example, in the UK, there's a guy named Rupert Lowe, who is a parliamentary guy who's just started a political party called Restore, not Reform. That's Nigel Farage, who's turning out to be a total cuck and sellout. Half of his proposed cabinet are like Hindus and Muslims. So Rupert Lowe, his Restore party, is saying, we don't care. If you don't speak English, get out. We're going to deport millions. He could actually become the next prime minister of the UK. And if he doesn't, at least the people had a fair shot at it. If you move one country over to Ireland, it's impossible to have a Rupert Lowe ever get on the ballot just because their political systems are organized differently. You know, Conor McGregor in Ireland, he was thinking about running for prime minister of Ireland. He couldn't because of their system. Their system in Ireland, you can only wind up in American context with a Lindsey Graham or a Mitch McConnell. That's the only two kind of people you'll ever have running. You know, you're never going to get a Trump in Ireland. Impossible. So I don't know if it's possible within the Mexican political system, short of a military coup by a general, which is always a possibility, but they're going to have to do really extremely harsh medicine in Mexico to get a hold of this. And you can't do it by having checkpoints to try to find these cartel sicarios. That's like trying to get rid of a termite or a roach infestation with, the things you pick up litter with, like a stick with a little thing on the end. You're never going to get rid of a cockroach infestation with like a pin on the end of a stick, right? It's not going to work. You've got to find the nest. You know, you've got to, in Starship Troopers, you got to find the queen, right? And the only, so in the Mexico situation, they have to take out the officers and the generals, the cartel syndicate bosses, the shot callers. Those are the only guys that matter. They have to be more worried about winding up in a U.S. federal supermax, you know, where they pipe in the sunlight, where, you know, you're like in, the Unabomber's old cell, right? You know, you've got the cell from the Unabomber, and you're not going to see the daylight for the next 20 years. When those guys get extradited to the U.S. and they're working their way up the chain of command, that's when the cartels will be beaten. You cannot beat them by trying to stomp out sicarios. They have an infinite supply of them. But my fear is that before any of these can happen, Mexico can turn into a Lebanon. It's very easy to do this. It's not impossible. Everybody has the same needs. You have to have fuel for your vehicles to, you know, go to your job or run your business. You have to have food at the supermarket and you have to have a payment system for it. If they're burning down gas stations across Mexico, it's going to get real ugly. And the Mexican citizens that are just watching this unfold, they're much more terrified of the cartels than of the police, because the cartels will hang them off of a bridge. You know, the cartels do these terrorism expositions where they'll like line up people and shoot them for the citizens to watch. You see on that picture, there's a big banner that they hung with them. It's like the demands of the local cartel. That's Monterrey. That's not like, that's a nice part of Mexico. That's the demands of the cartel. Do this, do that, or else you'll be hanging here like this. So it's an evil, evil system. And it's going to take a really strong hand, like a Bukele or a Francisco Franco or a Pinochet to deal with that. Look, see that? They march these guys. They're like, you know, they considered opposition. They march them, sit them in chairs, shoot them so that the locals will find them. Like, this is you if you go against the cartel. You're not going to beat these guys with standard law enforcement. It's going to take something like a Franco, a Pinochet, or a Bukele. There's no other way. Anyway, we're going to wind up this section, and I'll see you in a few minutes after the break.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence
It's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, I wrote this. This is my second novel. I wrote this in like 2006. Okay. And if you see the cover, the thesis of this book is not that Mexico is the government of Mexico for Mexico City is going to take back our Southwest, but that our Southwest is going to become part of this narco state, you know, this cartel run state. So corrupt, just absolutely not part of the United States anymore. Judges corrupt, governors corrupt, just as corrupt as the worst parts of Mexico. And that is spilling across the border. And that is, you know, a risk to us all. But I want to switch gears and start talking again about the biggest threat on the horizon. As bad as Mexico is, yes, it'll be terrible. It could become a gigantic Lebanon. And look, I love Mexico. I've been there lots. I've been there by car. I've been there by boat. I've been there by, you know, I've flown in, driven in, hitchhiked in. Mexico is an awesome country. If, you know, I do this mental experiment, what if you put, instead of Mexicans, you had 50 million Japanese in Mexico or 50 million, pick a country. It has all the resources, fantastic climate, agriculture. The right down the middle of Mexico is the Sierra Madre. Remember the Humphrey Bogart movie, Treasure of the Sierra Madre? Gold and silver, like right down the middle of the country. You know, they call avocados the green gold, and the cartels even run that. So when you buy avocados at your local supermarket, it might have come from a cartel run avocado grove, not meaning that they are picking the avocados, but that they're extorting the growers. That's how involved the cartels are in Mexico with every level of their society. Everybody has to pay them. In fact, some of the resorts, or many of the resorts, not outright owned, like the deed doesn't say, you know, the cartel owns it, but they money launder by buying these resorts, like the movie Casino and other movies with the mob buying the Las Vegas properties. These big resorts are high prestige, a lot of cash flow. So it's a great place to launder drug money. So it's ironic that many of these Americans that are saying shelter in place, they may be sheltering in place in a resort that's actually not, you know, legally, but actually virtually owned by the cartels. So depending on how things turn out, you could have a hostage situation with Americans in hotels down there. I don't foresee it. It sounds like airplanes are starting to take off. It sounds like the spasm of the last 24 hours is winding down. I hope that it does. And I hope that what happened, unfortunately, with at least dozens of Mexican police and soldiers being killed in the last 24 hours, I hope that steals the resolve of the rest of the Mexican government, police, and military to go after these guys hard. And like I said, they don't fear death. They fear winding up in a Bukele-type prison. That's, for them, worse than death. But I wish only the best for Mexico. It's such a beautiful country. Anybody that's traveled through it, it's just an unbelievably rich country. And if they can sort out the corruption and have a strong hand in charge of that country, literally a Franco, a Pinochet, or a Bukele. You know, Bukele turned El Salvador around. El Salvador was run by the Mara Salvatrucha and the MS, you know, they were run by these gangs. Now those gangsters are in those prisons. And it's the safest country in Latin America, and people can, you know, build businesses and enjoy life again. So I hope that for Mexico. I sincerely do. Now, the other big story is at the other side of the world, thousands of miles away, we have the biggest fleet and air armada ever assembled since Desert Storm in what, like 1990 to 92? Unbelievable amount of our air assets are over there. So if this doesn't work, let's, you know, if something happens where planes are being shot down, a huge amount of American force is at risk presently. A huge percentage. This could be worst case. Some people call me Mr. Worst Case Scenario. So it could be an emperor's new clothes. You know, the emperor has no clothes moment where countries learn you don't have to just surrender and knuckle under to Uncle Sam because his weapons are not omnipotent. But maybe they are, or at least they're enough to completely wreck Iran. And I'm really sorry to see what Trump gave the key to the White House to Benjamin Netanyahu. He's visited like practically every month. I'm sure it's more than any national leader has ever visited the White House in history. And many say that's when Trump is told what he's got to do, that we're doing this on behalf of Israel. Because I do not see a benefit to the United States of America of taking the chance of exposing our military as no longer omnipotent. That's one risk. Another risk is the Strait of Hormuz is closed and we can't reopen it. You know, it's one thing to lay waste to Iran, destroy their economy, cut off their power grid. That will not reopen the Strait of Hormuz. If these missile teams that are on mobile, that have anti-ship missiles on trucks, and I'm not talking about these huge Scud missile sized ballistic missiles that can reach out and hit Israel and beyond. I'm talking about their versions of the Chinese silkworm and other anti-ship missiles that are essentially on a vehicle smaller than a fire truck. Okay. They can roll out of a cave or another hiding place, fire at a ship, and these missiles are going to fly supersonic at sea level, very difficult to intercept, especially if there's a salvo fired. At the end, they'll go vertical and then dive straight down, have all kind of attack profiles. And there's really no way that we can guarantee that we're going to find all of these hundreds of anti-ship missiles. So no matter what happens in the rest of an air war against Iran, we can cut off their power. We can kill all their leaders. If those missile teams have standing orders to not surrender, you know, to go like the Japanese in the Pacific that wouldn't surrender, these are dedicated Iranian, you know, Iranian Revolutionary Guards. If they are told, no matter what, you are not going to surrender, if there's no communications, if the Commo link breaks down, you don't surrender. You will keep the Strait of Hormuz closed until you hear, you know, the next Ayatollah give you a verified command. And if that doesn't happen, you just stay in the cave until your order, you open the envelope when the communications are cut and it says, you go out on day 29 and take out any ships. That means a guy goes out with binoculars, looks around, and sees a ship, shoot it. The truck comes out, boom. There's no way, I don't care how awesome our Air Force is, there is no way we can guarantee to get all of these hundreds of anti-ship missiles to be sunk. You know, not to mention mines that may have been laid and so forth, but mines are a different problem. But just the mobile anti-ship missiles, you don't have to take out an aircraft carrier or a destroyer. All you have to do is hit a couple tankers, and the insurance companies will say that you can't pass through there. You're not insured. That means that unless the USA would reflag all the tankers in the world that go to China, Japan, and Korea, which isn't going to happen, and then force their way through with all of our destroyers, which can't happen. We know this from our experience with the Houthis in the Red Sea. Our ships, our Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, just for one example, they have some very awesome capabilities. Their standard missiles have a you know, medium effective anti-ballistic missile capability. They're fairly good at shooting down incoming, like one Iranian silkworm missile variant, maybe one. against salvos, they can't deal. We know this from the Houthis in the Red Sea, and the Houthis are like the, not even the JD team. They're like the, you know, the middle school team compared to Iran. Our ships have only a limited number of vertical launch missiles. You have to have a mix when you leave. You have some that are offensive, like harpoons, some that are defensive. So it depends on what your mission is going to be. But there's a limited number, a couple dozen. When they're out, when they've been fired, the ship has no more armaments other than the guns, which are useless in this scenario. They have to leave the entire theater, go to a safe port, which would be like Bahrain, which may not be safe if we're in the middle of a war with Iran, and reload dockside. So America is like a, you know, a team of gunfighters that is ready with six shooters. You know, you've got all the Sioux Nation out there, thousands of Indians, and you've got 100 guys with six shooters. But when their six shooters are empty, they got no more bullets. Zero. Right. And the Indians have infinite arrows and horses. So our Navy is very awesome if it's going to beat the crap out of, say, Libya. But it couldn't even keep the Red Sea open against the Houthis, who have no Navy. It's only part of Yemen. So they're being supplied with and building their own small, cheap drones that cost in the neighborhood of, say, $100,000, coming out on the back of a small truck, setting up a position, firing at some ships in the Red Sea. We have to fire $3 or $4 or $5 million worth of missiles to knock down a $100,000 drone. And in a couple of days, the destroyer's out. It has to leave the area, be replaced by another destroyer. So what does that have to do with Iran? All of our ships that we have assembled in the area have a limited magazine capacity. When they're out, they're out. The carriers that we have are, in some scenarios, may be useful, but they have to stay so far from Iran that the combat radius of their FA, that's like fighter attack, FA-18s, their combat radius is so short, and the threat from the Iranian missiles is so great that the carriers have to stay very far away from Iran. Yeah, that's what's one of the missiles that could reach right there. You see that's one of the missiles that could reach Israel from Iran. That can, you know, basically blow up a building, create a huge crater. We have bases all over Iran now, or surrounding Iran, ships in the Mediterranean. The, Gerald Ford is now arriving in the Eastern Med primarily to defend Israel from attack. And it's ironic because it's the escorts of the Ford that will be doing the missile defense or assisting with the missile defense. And now there's a story today that the Gerald Ford, which was the ship that was off of Venezuela for 6 months, that there's a severe morale problem because most of the toilets on this ship, which has got almost 5,000 sailors and Marines on board, their toilets don't work. See, these ships need maintenance, just like the aircraft. An aircraft carrier is not a frigate, okay? You can't say, just take a bucket and throw it off the side. An aircraft carrier is such a huge warren of steel passageways, multiple decks. Inside of an aircraft carrier, all over the place, you have, like in a shopping mall, only a much bigger map. You are here because it's like, you know, there's 10 decks up and down and, you know, 18 passageways sideways, and it's 50 compartments. There's no way, if the toilets aren't working on an aircraft carrier, you can have like a bucket brigade of people dumping the stuff over the side. So if the toilets on the Gerald Ford aren't working, it's almost like a meme now of our overextension, of our inability to like project as much power as Trump wants to project or is trying to project. And I'm very sympathetic to him, but I'm sorry. I feel like Trump is being misled and mishandled by his, you know, inside of the bubble with Susie Wild as his gatekeeper. She's a fervent Christian nationalist. She's like an ally of a Mike Huckabee. You know, Huckabee the other day with Tucker Carlson, he said that Israel could claim, they could claim the land from the Nile in Egypt to the Euphrates in Turkey and everything in between, caused a major diplomatic storm around the world. You won't see this on American news. You know, that it's like, are they still covering Nancy Guthrie? Have they found her yet? Or the gold medal, or maybe a little bit of Mexico? Lots on the blizzard in New England, but nothing on the rest of the world being so done with America flexing its muscles and projecting its power around the world this way. And when we talk, when you put on American news, they talk about we're negotiating with Iran, like we're just negotiating, like we're the referees. We are holding a gun to their head, and we're saying we're going to shoot you in the head unless you give in to all of our demands. No nuclear program for any of any kind. No missile program of any kind. You have to completely cut off all of your, what we call proxies, your allies. How many allies does America have around the world? Imagine somebody demanding we no longer provide any assistance to our allies. So all of these demands are being made on Iran with a, while we're holding a gun to their head. But they may be figuring it's better to just not surrender this time and take what's coming, because, you know, if they have no missile program, for example, we're demanding that they give up their missile program. There's no treaty on the planet that says, you know, Guyana or, you know, Congo can't build missiles. There's no nuclear proliferation treaty about that, notwithstanding the fact that Israel has nukes and is not a member and we don't care. But there's no program against building your own missiles. Imagine putting this into a Second Amendment context. Imagine a new government comes into power, like in Virginia, and they say, for your own safety, you have to give up all your guns. But don't worry, we'll protect you. You know, after you give up your guns, we'll have no more reason to come around here with SWAT teams, and you'll live in perfect peace. Who would believe that? You know, Gaddafi in Libya tried that, and look where it got him. You know, and Gaddafi, if you really study the guy, I mean, he was a boogeyman, like a, almost on the level of like a Saddam Hussein, the way he was portrayed, or an Assad, the way he was portrayed. He was building huge waterworks to basically improve the standard of living of the Libyans. He was a man that, compared to almost any dictator, lived very humbly and was trying to raise the standard of living of Libyans. When he started talking about a gold dinar, a gold-backed currency that would begin in Libya and be used for trade in Africa, he was done. That was the end. You know, we took him out. In fact, we sided with the ISIS terrorists who were hiding in, you know, in the eastern part of Libya, the Benghazi area. We took him out. He said, look, you don't understand who these guys are. We took the side of the ISIS terrorists in Libya. We did the same thing in Syria. We took the side of the ISIS terrorists in Syria. You know, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, they were our guys in Syria. And the man who had a $10 million bounty on his head, he was the number two head chopper under al-Baghdadi, right? He was the number two head chopper. His name was al-Jolani. Now he's changed his name, put on a suit, and he visits Trump in the Oval Office. That's our man in Syria. So what happened in Syria is very important to understand. In my opinion, this is what Israel's goal is for Iran. Syria had a stable government. It was a multi-religious government. The way that they used to do power sharing would be, you know, the Christians have this part of the political system, the Ba'ath Party, the Sunnis, the Shia, a power sharing thing. We blew that up. Now Syria is a place where the Christians and the Alawites are massacred, murdered, raped, set on fire. But we love it because they're no longer an ally of Russia. and they have no more weapons left. They have no military, no air force, no helicopters. So it's just a warlord free fire zone for Israel that poses zero threat to Israel. Israel took the mountain that's there in the, just into Syria beyond the Golan Heights and can now look down on Damascus. And in my opinion, that last meme that was up, that's Israel's goal for Syria, or excuse me, for Iran. They do not think, I mean, we're not even talking about boots on the ground. We're not going to put men into Iran. It's 92 million people. It's like five times bigger than Iraq. It's like 10 times bigger than South Vietnam. 92 million people surrounded by mountains. You have to fly hours from the sea just to get to your bombing target. I mean, it's a huge country. They don't think we can take it out. They have no plan on who will replace the Ayatollah. They don't have like a proxy. I mean, this guy, the Shah's son, are you kidding? That's a total joke. I mean, he's a playboy that's a dilettante that's been hiding in the West since he was a little boy. It's not like he's going to go into Iran. That anything you see where they're like waving Shah flags or that's bots on X. That's complete BS. Nobody wants a Shah return in Iran. Do you see that? It's complete propaganda. But what they do want is to turn Iran into a giant Lebanon, Syria, Libya, a wrecked country like Mexico could be. If you take out their power grid, you destroy the refineries, you wipe out their logistical hubs, you stop their supply lines, any country, any modern country, and Iran is a modern country. They've got subways, they've got, you know, airports nice as anywhere in the West. Iran is an advanced country. But if you wreck it, if you take out their grid, you know, you get into an escalation and you think you can calibrate the damage. We'll keep it sub-nuclear. Israel's going to take some hits, but at the end, Iran will be a wreckage. Iran will be a dozen little regions that are battling each other to try to get electricity and water to keep from dying. And that to me is the outcome Israel thinks is attainable. I don't know what Trump thinks is attainable. I honestly don't. I don't know what he's thinking. But maybe in a perverse way, the Mexico situation may tend to make him think maybe we don't need two major wars at the same time. One of them in Iran and the whole region exploding, and one of them in Mexico, which can spill over into the United States. Anyway, I'm very grateful to Alex for having me on today to spin my stories. And I have been writing these books for a long time, and a lot of this stuff has been coming true. So I would recommend, if you want to, you can get them from Amazon, but I will get for the printed books from Amazon, I get almost nothing. The information's on my website there, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. About a third of each book is on the website, so you can just read it to see if you like it. And you can, if you need them on Kindle or if you like audio books, that's Amazon. But you can get the book straight from me. And I'm also working on a new novel set in Ireland a few years in the future. So you can imagine that'll be a lot of fun. But, yeah. So I'll see you in the next time. And, if you buy your books from me, I can, make you deals. But, I'm just amazed to be living in this time, and I'm very grateful to, be on to have this microphone for the time that I do. Because we're just living in an amazing, amazing time in the world. And we just don't know what's going to happen next. Every time you turn on the TV, you just hope there's not an aircraft carrier on fire. Anyway, I'll see you the next time.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. The AlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market.
but now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.